If you're thinking about buying a Range Rover Sport, perhaps this might get you off the fence. Range Rover Sport. The luxury that's more than a luxury.
Aimed at Taliban insurgents. Reporter Mandy Clark has more from Kabul.
It started off in the early hours of this morning. There's 4,000 troops involved, largely U.S. Marines. Their goal is to take back the Taliban-controlled region of Helmand and not only clear out the insurgents from villages, but also protect civilians and restore their institutions.
Live to the White House and CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, this is one more piece of the president's Afghan strategy.
Absolutely, Nick. The first big test of it, the president set the stage back in March.
These soldiers and Marines will take the fight to the Taliban.
CBS News national security analyst Juan Zarate looks at the timetable for the strategy.
The military has talked about a 12 to 24 month period in which we have to change the momentum of where things are going in Afghanistan. They want to start now.
Today, the president and his national security team will closely monitor the opening hours of this revised strategy to stabilize Afghanistan. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
There are reports from South Korea that say the North has test-fired two short-range missiles. Pyongyang has threatened to test long-range missiles by firing them toward Hawaii, possibly on the 4th of July. New jobless numbers are on the way in about half an hour, and it's expected the unemployment rate will inch up a couple of ticks to 9.6%. Economist Mark Vintner says that won't be the end of it.
We're moving in the right direction, but we're still seeing significant job losses. We haven't seen a lot of hiring. We expect the unemployment rate to move into double digits by the end of the year.
Some unemployed Americans are finding ways to earn a buck or two, though they could get better jobs.
Economists say many adults are currently underemployed, taking what are typically jobs teenagers would fill in the summertime. Officials say, though, many of those adults could do better if they look in the right places.
There's a problem facing many businesses in our state. They have positions to fill, but lack the skilled workers to fill them.
The Louisiana Workforce Commission's using ads like this one to try and find qualified applicants for thousands of vacant positions here. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
A federal agency is reportedly joining the probe into Michael Jackson's death. We're live in Los Angeles with CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman.
Well, Nick, the Drug Enforcement Agency is now part of the probe. DEA's involvement is yet another indication that law enforcement officials have lots of questions about how Michael Jackson got hold of so many prescription drugs, including powerful painkillers and sedatives. They're also looking at doctors who wrote prescriptions for Jackson. It's now been 1 week since the King of Pop died. Still no official word on funeral services. They will not take place at Jackson's Neverland Ranch, but reports today suggest a public service may be held next week at L.A.'s large downtown arena, Staples Center. Live in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Researchers think they found a new pathway to treating two forms of mental illness that plague millions of people. We're live with CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, thought to be separate conditions by doctors for decades, but now three international studies, their results pooled together, and researchers have found a common genetic basis for the two, and that tiny mutations and variations lead people to develop one or the other disorder. Experts say finding a common vulnerability in brain development could lead to more effective treatment for schizophrenia and bipolar patients. Nick?
Lots of delays and cancellations at Chicago's O'Hare Airport this morning because of a computer outage at United Airlines. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Casinos are banking on craps, roulette, and $100 maximum bets to boost the state's gambling economy. The new games and bets went into effect just after midnight. Isle Casino's John Bohannon says the industry suffered double-digit declines over the past year or so.
We will get the market back to where it is growing instead of contracting. And so I think that's where you hear a lot of optimism in folks in the industry, just because it's been a long time since this market has grown.
Gamblers lined up overnight for ceremonial dice tosses and free handouts in Black Hawk and Central City. Ward Churchill now waits for a judge to decide whether he'll return to CU to teach. Churchill was fired after writing a controversial essay. CU says he was let go for research misconduct. The judge is expected to rule next week. And a Denver police officer shot and killed a man who was allegedly involved in an assault overnight. Happened just after 1 this morning at 45th and Fillmore. Police say the armed man came at them, and that's when officers opened fire. Sports: Rockies fell to the Dodgers 1-0. They'll host the D-backs tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Crews have cleaned up that accident northbound I-25 that occurred right around Surrey Ridge. Happened in the overnight, involved a semi, had the highway shut down for about 2.5-3 hours. They've just reopened all lanes of northbound, but it's still going to be sluggish as you're trying to get towards Denver from Castle Rock. Now, the southbounders shouldn't see any delays. I-70 looking good over that elevated stretch. Same deal on 270 across Commerce City. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the low 80s. There's a pretty decent chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently, 61 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It took the guys at Apple a while, but the iPhone finally has many of the functions you'd expect in a handset of this caliber. Fanboys, that's the name given to diehard Apple fanatics, have been screaming out for features such as cut and paste abilities, stereo Bluetooth audio, additional landscape keyboard functionality, laptop tethering capabilities, and more. Now, thanks to the new 3.0 software update, the fanboys are happy. For now.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Time for a brand new season of America's Got Talent on NBC. They'll have to overcome what's being dubbed the Susan Boyle effect after their Britain's Got Talent brothers uncovered someone who became, undoubtedly, the biggest reality star ever and a household name all around the world. Judge Piers Morgan has been quoted as saying that singing sensation Susan Boyle has laid the gauntlet down to America.
Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
It's like, you know, everybody's trying to get away from everybody in the city, and then they all end up in the hills hanging out at the same campground. So maybe that's the case, but I am heading out, going up 285, and I'm going to do Topic Free Friday, but it's Thursday because it's the last day of the week for me. And if there's anything you'd like to talk about, we got here at 303-713-7600. Any news items I've missed over the last 4 days, please bring it up. If you have any camping sense for me, up 285. Over Guanella or, you know, up in Kenosha, even towards, so I think Fairplay is about the farthest west I want to go, or south. So trying to find a good place. If you want to call me and tell me your favorite campground site, that's cool too, because I do a lot of camping. I actually went out and bought a book, Colorado Camping. So excited about that. Yesterday was, I swear, it was the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. You ever read that book, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day? That was my day. First of all, the show was kind of like pushing a rock uphill, a big old boulder. I don't know why. I couldn't talk yesterday. Couldn't think. Couldn't explain my thoughts clearly. So it was, you know, a rough show for me. And then I go home. You know, the day's pretty normal. I'm trying to get everything set up for camping. And here's where it all starts. I go, well, first I get a phone call from my friends who, they stayed with me over most of May. They were in town for a wedding, and they ended up taking one of my favorite shirts back with them to Louisiana by accident. They packed it in their bag and flew it back. It's one of my favorite Grateful Dead Sancho shirts. I know it seems stupid, but they're like, you know, we've been trying to track it for 2 weeks, can't find it. Finally, like, oh, we sent it to your old address. You know, I don't want to go back to my old house that I sold. As soon as I moved away, the air conditioner went on the fritz. I'm sure they discovered all the leaking problems, and it felt like I sold them a lemon. So I didn't want to go have to deal with my old, the people that bought the house I used to live in. So, you know, that was the first thing. And then I go to the grocery store. And I buy goods for, you know, the camping weekend. And I have basically two carts full, so I need help. I'm by myself. I need help out to the car. And so, you know, one of the Safeway baggers comes out and helps me load in my car. And I was wearing my swimsuit, and I didn't have a pocket. So my phone was basically in my hand the whole time. And then I set it down in the corner where your door closes in the back of a, you know, minivan. And he's loading the back, and I'm loading sodas in the side because there's no room. And he finishes loading up and closes the door on my cell phone, smashes it. Smashes it. You know, what can I say? I didn't say anything. I'm like, oh, well. And he's, you know, I don't even think he realized what he did. But the thing was, like, in the lock position, and my cell phone was hanging out. Hanging out the side. Completely smashed. I mean, I can take incoming phone calls. I can't see who's calling me. I can make outgoing phone calls, but I don't have my contacts list. I can't see any of my emails on my phone anymore. So, you know, that bummed me out. And then I go to pick up my kids at daycare, and my youngest son is just being terrible. Just crying about everything. And then I get home, and I'm trying to get my van ready for camping, and I've had this problem with my side door wouldn't lock and unlock, so I couldn't open it. So a friend of mine gets a part for me, and he's going to put it in. And so I take off this door piece, the lock on it. So we take this piece off, and I put it back a few days ago on the workbench there in my garage. And I'm like, Stacy, I need to get that stuff ready. So I go to grab it, and then it looks like Stacy had done some kind of work on with some screws or something and mixed all those little pieces in with this big jar of screws. So then I didn't have any of my proper stuff I needed to get my door put back together. So I was freaking out about that, freaking out about the phone. Meanwhile, my kid Carson is crying like a maniac. So I go over to help or get help on my door, and luckily, you know, we're able to figure out what pieces. And I get home, and I'm trying to get a haircut. Stacy cuts my hair. I haven't paid for a haircut in probably 17 years. She's been cutting my hair since high school. Pretty cool. But cutting my hair, and it's time to sweep it up. Can't find the broom. Oh, the kids put the broom outside. They're playing with the broom outside in the backyard. Walking through the backyard, stepping some dog poop. Cool. Sweet. And then I'm like, all right, so I'm kind of wipe it off, and it's my grass is kind of wet, so it wasn't a big full-on step in it. So it was just, you know, a little toe or two. And then I'm walking back inside, and I'd close the front door, the glass door, and walk into the door. I'm not kidding you. I walk into the door, and Stacy's sitting at the top of the balcony and just laughs at me. She thought it was hilarious. And then I didn't get to sleep until about 11:30, 12 o'clock. So it was my terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. I'm sure we've all had them. 303-713-7600. So I hope today's a lot better than yesterday. I need to get a phone, and it's hard when you're going on like a four-day vacation, a four-day weekend, and your phone doesn't work. Meanwhile, I can't get a hold of the people that can help me get a new phone. But that's all right. We'll throw out some news stories here. Like I said, open phones, anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600. You want to give me your best camping spots here in Colorado, kind of close here to the Front Range? If you'd like to do that, we can take your calls. Also, did you happen to see the town hall meeting on health care yesterday by President Barack Obama? Now, President Barack Obama wanted to put a human face on his plans to overhaul health care, and a Virginia supporter did just that on Wednesday. Fighting back tears, Debbie Smith, 53 years old, told Obama of her kidney cancer and her inability to obtain health insurance or hold a job. The president hugged her. She's a volunteer for his political operation and called her Exhibit A in an unsustainable system that is too expensive and complex for millions of Americans. We're going to try to find ways to help you immediately, he told Smith, as hundreds looked on at a community college forum and countless others watched on television. But the nation's long-term needs require greater emphasis on preventative care and cost-effective care, he said. The health care changes that Obama called for Wednesday would reshape the nation's medical landscape. He says he wants to cover nearly 50 million uninsured Americans to persuade doctors to stress quality over quantity of care to squeeze billions of dollars from spending. But details on exactly how to do those things were generally lacking in his hour-long town hall forum. The lingering questions underscore the tough negotiations awaiting Congress, the administration, and dozens of special interest groups in the coming months. Lawmakers will return to debating the issue when they return from a one-week recess on Monday. Some of Obama's questioners Wednesday were from friendly sources, including a member of the Service Employees International and a member of Healthcare for America Now, which organized a Capitol Hill rally last week calling for an overhaul. White House aides selected other questions submitted by people on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Republicans said the event was a political sham designed to help Obama, not to inform the public. Like all those George Bush talks. Americans are already skeptical about the cost and adverse impact of the president's health care plans. Republican National Committee spokesman Trevor Francis said, stacking the audience and pre-selecting questions may make it for good TV, but it's the wrong way to engage in a meaningful discussion about reforming health care. Hypocrites. Obama made no new proposals at the sometime emotional event. The president would bar insurance companies from turning down applicants because of their pre-existing conditions. He would establish health care exchanges that would spread the cost of treating patients such as Smith over a large number of people. Obama called for shifting huge sums of money from current health care spending to new goals. About two-thirds of the overall new costs will come from reallocating money that is already being spent in the health care system but isn't being spent wisely, he said. He restated his pledge to cut $177 billion over the next decade from Medicare Advantage insurance plans. And he noted that doctors, hospitals, corporations, and others have promised to decrease the annual rate of spending growth by 1.5% or $2 trillion over the next 10 years. Such savings are not guaranteed, however, and many Republican lawmakers say Obama's plans will prove too costly. One questioner said limits on awards from medical malpractice lawsuits would bring down health care costs. Obama replied, I don't like the idea of an artificial cap on such awards for a patient's injuries. He also said there was little evidence that various states' efforts to limit such awards have uniformly brought down costs. Obama said, however, that he is working with the American Medical Association to explore ways to reduce liability for doctors and hospitals when they've done nothing wrong. He offered no specifics for a problem that has vexed the medical and legal industries for decades. Obama said a government-run single-payer health care system. Now, here we go, people. 303-713-7600. Obama said a government-run single-payer health care system works well in some countries, but it is not appropriate in the United States, he said, because so many people get insurance through their employers working with private companies. Still, again, he called for a government-run public option to compete with private insurers, a plan that many Republicans oppose. You want to comment on yesterday's town hall meeting about health care in Virginia? 303-713-7600. Looks like Obama says single payer, no thanks. Does that depress you? You upset about that one? 303-713-7600. I'll throw out some more health care news out there. And on the other side of a break, some more news stories. But again, open phones, open topics. It's Thursday. It's basically my Friday. I'm off tomorrow. We're going to be running some syndicated program for you on Monday and Friday, so don't freak out. I'll be back on Tuesday. And then I believe David Sirota will be back on Monday, July 13th. So that's the plan, unless he's held back in China. 303-713-7600. Key Senate Democrats trim cost of health care bill. Check this out this morning. Determined to advance President Barack Obama's health care agenda, key Senate Democrats are calling for a government-run insurance option to compete with private plans as well as a $750 per worker annual fee on larger companies that do not offer coverage to employees. In a letter outlining the details, Senators Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts and Christopher Dodd of Connecticut said their revised plan would cost dramatically less than an earlier incomplete proposal and help show the way toward coverage for 97% of all Americans. The two senators said the Congressional Budget Office put the cost of the proposal at $611.4 billion over 10 years, down from the $1 trillion package 2 weeks ago. The revising also virtually eliminates an earlier forecast that the proposal would cause many companies to drop coverage for their workers, they said. Kennedy and Dodd wrote members of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee on Wednesday. The Health Committee could meet as soon as next week to complete its version of the bill, and the presence of a government health insurance option virtually assures a party-line vote. Separately, the Senate Finance Committee is at work on a companion measure, although that effort is aimed at achieving a bipartisan compromise. As a result, a government-run option for coverage is unlikely to be included in this one from the Senate Finance Committee. The negotiations there are centered on a proposal for a nonprofit co-op to sell insurance as a competitor to the private companies. Three committees are collaborating in the House on legislation expected to come to a vote by the end of July. That measure is certain to include a government-run insurance option. At their heart, all the bills would require insurance companies to sell coverage to any applicant without charging higher premiums for pre-existing medical conditions. Poor individuals and families would qualify for government subsidies to help with the cost of coverage. The government's costs would be covered by a combination of higher taxes and cuts in projected Medicare and Medicaid spending. I also saw a story this morning about this Medicaid cuts in Medicaid, and that it would affect mentally disabled folks. I'm kind of disappointed about that one. My mom works with developmentally disabled adults. So that one I'm not too happy about. Meanwhile, the new president of the American Medical Association, which represents the interests of the nation's doctors, said Wednesday the group is open to a government-funded health insurance option for people without coverage. Dr. James Rohack told CNN the AMA supports an American model that includes both a private system and a public system working together. Back in May, the AMA told a Senate committee that it did not support a government-sponsored public health insurance option. So now it seems like the AMA is getting on board with Barack Obama's plans. Are you on board? 303-713-7600. Also want to know your favorite camping spots here in Colorado. Is there one that you'd like to go to the most that you'd be willing to share with whoever, however many people are listening this morning? 303-713-7600. 6:21 in the morning, I have some other news stories I'll throw out, but we are in open phones. Anything you want to talk about on the table. If you were not able to get in yesterday, I had an electric call to end the show, basically. I may replay that here in the next segment and have you guys respond to that one. 303-713-7600, 6:21. Let's get to J. Marvin's first look at traffic with Todd Parker. It's getaway traffic. Todd, what's going on?
Not a good way to start out this morning's commute. Got a rollover accident on the ramp to Santa Fe from southbound I-25. In fact, now that ramp is blocked up, so you're going to find that really starting to back up the highway. As far as those other major roads go, no problems to report on I-70 over that elevated stretch. 36 also looking good as you're traveling between Denver and Boulder. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
From Roadside Assistant.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hey, if Congress forces this radio station to pay a performance tax to foreign record labels, you know what you get? Yep, nada. Say bye-bye to things you love to listen to. Weather, new music, community service. See ya! Congress knows this station already pays to play music. If radio is forced to pay more, you'll pay the price. Go to SaveYourRadio.org to tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
Now at the Home Depot, take 20% off the price of all Makita Power Tool Combo Kits. Contractor-grade tools at serious savings. That's money you can put toward new drill bits and saw blades, or even lumber or drywall, which you'll make really fast work of with the new Makita Combo Kit you grabbed for 20% off. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 8th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Would you like to learn to play the piano within 8 weeks? Well, now you can with the unique technique, Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos Teaching Facility. This course is half the price of private lessons. With the unique technique method, you'll be playing exciting selections of songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Pianos and Pianos, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, Season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
300-1187.
Truckers. 303-713-7600. We're in open phones, open topics. Anything you want to talk about, game today. Had some phone troubles here this morning. One guy, I think, is calling me not patriotic because I'm not working this weekend. I'm sorry, man. I've had this time off request in there for quite a while. I like camping over 4th of July. Should I feel bad about that? 303-713-7600. Open topics. Yesterday had some fireworks towards the end of the show, and if you happen to miss it, I'll probably replay this phone call I got, though. But I was talking about the story, and you might have heard it in this hour yesterday, about this Duke University official ordered adopted son for sex. And this guy, Frank Lombard, arrested last week at his home in Durham, North Carolina. During an internet chat, Lombard allegedly offered the child to the person he was chatting with, who was a task force officer from Washington's Metro Police. That's what the FBI said in a statement. The chat was initiated after a confidential source facing child pornography charges told authorities they had witnessed a man, allegedly Lombard, performing sex acts on a child over the internet. Disgusting. During the chat, according to the complaint filed against Lombard, he told the officer that he had performed multiple sex acts on the boy and that the officer could do the same if he came to Durham. According to the transcript of the chat reprinted in the complaint, Lombard allegedly told the officer that he had to hide the abuse from his partner and that he drugged the child with allergy medication. So we're talking about how sick this Frank Lombard cat is. And it looks like some folks, some conservative media folks, did some digging up on this guy's Facebook page and found out he was a fan of this openly gay bishop. And that, you know, Frank Lombard is gay. So already the media spin yesterday was, look at what happens when you allow gays to adopt children. And I had this phone caller on. His name was Michael towards the end of the show. And I'll just go ahead and play it for you. And if you want to react to this guy, I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. 303-713-7600. But here's one of my last calls of the day yesterday. Michael. Mike in Westminster, what's your take on this one? Or what do you want to say, sir?
I'll tell you what. I'm a conservative.
Okay.
And for all you liberals out there that think that we live in a bubble, it's people like this guy that makes us want to throw the book at him and the deviant lifestyle that he lives, including the gay lifestyle, which is a deviant, amoral lifestyle.
It's amoral to you, maybe.
To our creator. I'm sorry.
Is your creator my creator?
That's right.
No, in your opinion.
But the fact that, you know, that we are, you know, down on the gay situation, they have an agenda, and it's dealing with our young. Our young are so worried about their sexuality, and they should be more worried about just being able to grow and learn and worry about your sexuality when you become of age. You know, they start this crap when they're 12. You know, I had gay tendencies when I was 12. Hey, when I was 12, I was immersed in baseball, bubblegum, and music. And that's really what it ought to be.
Well, I think some of these kids are still immersed in that kind of stuff. I know mine are.
They're not worried about their sexuality, though, are they?
Not yet. I think my daughter's, you know, she's almost 8 years old. She's starting to wonder about sex.
Yeah, I can understand that, but...
it's not like it's a concerted effort by homosexuals and gays to go out and teach your kids to be gay. You hear that argument a lot.
I think they try to nurture that fact that, hey, do you have these feelings?
If you have those feelings, then what do you want to tell them, that it's not natural and that it's amoral?
I would say, yes, you have to resist. You know, we all come up with these.
Resist the devil. You're not gay.
That's right.
And what do you make of Ted Haggard?
Hey, I'll tell you what. I was very disappointed in Haggard, and he's fallen, and he'll have to pay and repent. But the point of the matter is...
But the church is trying to make him like a poster boy for saying that you can basically turn off gayness. And that he's not gay, and that they're going to prove that he's not.
I believe that you can't. There's gays that convert every day. So it's not, you know, like I say, it's not in any way, sort or form, a natural way of life. I mean, if that were the case, hey, lesbians and gay guys, go out there and have all the children you want. Maybe, you know, the good Lord will bless you and make you the immaculate miracle. Until then, get back in the closet and live your life.
All right. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling me. You can call me anytime, all right? I disagree with you. I think you're crazy, but you can call me anytime. So that was Mike from Westminster yesterday. Any response to that phone call, 303-713-7600? I might want to let him get his thoughts out. But, yeah, obviously, go back in the closet and live your life. Seriously? Meanwhile, this release yesterday from the Christian Newswire, actually it was the day before, the online rape of his five-year-old adopted son by Duke University's openly gay Frank Lombard is no anomaly. Instead, Lombard's molestation fits the pattern that emerged in the latest review of the scientific literature about gay fathers. Lombard lives with his gay partner, another Duke University employee. The arrest warrant documents that Lombard sodomized one of his two adopted African-American sons and made the boy give him oral sex online. He offered other gays the same opportunity. Although the boy was drugged, it is likely he developed interest in gay sex through these activities, said Dr. Paul Cameron, an expert in gay fostering, gay adoption, and author of the latest review. Published in a peer-reviewed psychological report, the review noted that gays' children were more frequently exposed to parental molestation and more apt to adopt homosexual interests and activities. The Lombard case fits the pattern, said Dr. Cameron. While every gay parent does not molest his child, the scientific literature records a much higher incidence of molestation by gay parents or foster parents. Dr. Cameron, chairman of the Family Research Institute, a Colorado Springs think tank, noted that the review documented that gays' children were also, number one, more apt to report sexual confusion, two, more apt to be socially disturbed, number three, more apt to abuse substances, four, less apt to get married, five, more apt to have difficulty in attachment and loving relationships. How do you measure that? And number six, more apt to have emotional difficulties. The cant that gay parents are no more likely to molest is not based on evidence but liberal ideology, said Cameron. By endorsing gay adoption, President Obama, the state of North Carolina, and Duke University share blame for this tragedy. These policymakers let dogma blind them to the evidence that has been in the literature for years. Why would anyone who cared about children endorse adoption by members of a group which had 23% of its members admit to sex with boys or had 19% say they felt positive about sex with them? Your reactions to that phone call and this little article here by the Christian Newswire out of Colorado Springs, too. 303-713-7600. Don't make me play MacArthur's Park, people. I'll do it. 303-713-7600. I have more news stories I can throw out as well, but we're in open topics. Anything you want to talk about this morning is open game. 303-713-7600. 6:32 in the morning. It's a beautiful day here. July 2nd, Thursday. It's getaway day for a lot of people. Tell you what, doing radio on holiday weeks is tough. I know y'all don't want to talk. You're getting ready for your big 4th of July weekend plans. If you want to just have more fun, you can call me and talk about your favorite campground out there. If you want to share it on the radio, are you willing to do that? Also, if you want to talk about we're not going to be here tomorrow. If you want to talk about your favorite 4th of July fireworks show, I say Central City has the best show in the state. 303-713-7600. So if you're around the hills today, go check out the Central City fireworks show. We'll be right back. 6:33, Todd Parker, what's going on with traffic right now?
Crews are trying to clean up that rollover accident on the ramp from southbound I-25 to Santa Fe. Kind of hanging things up as you're trying to leave the downtown area as far as the highway goes. I-70 still moving along at a pretty good clip over that elevated stretch. Same deal on C-470 along Highlands Ranch. Speeds are going to be running in the 50s and 60s. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be cooler than yesterday with highs in the low 80s. Pretty good chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently 62 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Turn an ordinary summer day into a special treat with Walmart prices on 6-pack Klondike Original Bars for $2.50, 10-count Popsicle for $1, and new Blue Bunny Frozen Yogurt Granola Bars, 8-count for $3.50. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage.
How would you like to reduce your carbon footprint and get free electricity for a year? Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%? Join Independent Power Systems Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save even more when you go solar with your neighbors. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Go to solarips.com/stapleton to RSVP today for the solar community event. Or call 303-443-0115. Get free electricity for a year. Go solar with Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining. After a brave three-year battle with cancer, actress Farrah Fawcett has passed away in a Los Angeles hospital. She was 62. Fawcett will be remembered for her role as Jill Monroe in the iconic 70s TV show Charlie's Angels. Despite earning multiple Emmy and Golden Globe nominations for her roles throughout her career, she never won either. But she does live on through her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Actress Demi Moore has reportedly offered Scottish singing sensation Susan Boyle close to $50,000 to sing at her and Ashton Kutcher's fourth wedding anniversary later this year. A source close to the couple has revealed that they think that Susan is absolutely brilliant and that she would eat Ashton alive if she got her hands on him.
Know about, we decided to give everyone who calls now a free debt review. That's right, absolutely free. Just call Smart Debtor now at 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218 and get the free debt review that everyone should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
In recent health news, demand continues to soar for a fast-acting diet supplement. In fact, thousands of callers clog phone lines trying to get it. It's called Apitrim, and it's clinically shown to get remarkable results without dieting or adding exercise. The company is so confident people will get results that they're releasing free bottles of Apitrim for the next 48 hours. A national hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrim? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
In the morning. John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin for you here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. It's the Jay Marvin Show. 6:38 in the morning, 22 minutes before 7 o'clock here. Trying to get things going with you. Normally do Topic Free Friday here, but we're going to do it on Thursday because we're not going to be in tomorrow. I've already had a listener calling and complain that I'm not working this weekend. I'm sorry, man. I need a day off. 303-713-7600. We're in open phones, open topics, anything you want to talk about. Talked about the story about this Duke University official who offered adopted son for sex. He's an openly gay man, adopted two kids. According to reports, had had sexual acts with one of those, at least one of those kids. And already some folks on the right are saying that this is a good example of why you shouldn't let gays adopt kids. Instead of, you know, focusing on the victims and the kids, and about the sting operation that are kind of shutting these type of sexual predators down. 303-713-7600. I also had a caller yesterday that said it's immoral to be gay, and that, you know what, just go back in the closet and live your life. Real nice. 303-713-7600. You got any response to that caller, this report from Christian Newswire? Gives six reasons why you shouldn't let gays adopt children. Lame. 303-713-7600. We've also talked about health care, but anything you want to talk about is cool with me. Kathleen on a cell phone. Hey, Kathleen.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
First, I'd like to say I appreciate the job you're doing. You're doing a fine job, and the way you're calm in the morning is very pleasing to the psyche. I
appreciate right.
that.
I try to be calm. I get heated, but, you know, it's too early to get mad.
Yes, you do a great job. I'm really surprised when I hear people complaining about Obama now, like Ed Schultz and stuff. you know, when the campaign was going on, there were many of us who were for Hillary Clinton for just that reason. She did want single payer.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us from the very beginning that is not something he was going to do, was have a single payer. And at least he's having a government one that's an option, because I think unless you have something that's going to lead the pack and keep the insurances in line, it will just fail. But hopefully, if we do get a piece of the government one, so many people want that one, that we'll end up with a single-payer health insurance anyway.
Well, you know, if you look back to his days when he was running for Senate in Chicago, he was a single-payer advocate.
Right.
And I don't know where the switch was made.
He was very clear
yesterday he's taking it off the table. Or,
right.
You know, it's not even an option, really.
I remember because, you know, I liked both candidates.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in the healthcare field, and I knew that we needed just a single payer. We needed to get the private industry out of healthcare, because just tons of money is spent on administrators and people making bonuses, and you know, they have one billing person to every three providers. It's just absolutely ridiculous where the money goes.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of waste. There's a lot of waste. And we've had callers last week saying how much waste goes on in hospitals.
Oh, it's unbelievable. But that is why I was so adamant about Hillary, because...
Yeah, I mean, always, yeah, Hillary supporters, you know, from 08.
Always the single payer. And he was not. He was up front. We knew, you know, at least I knew what I was getting.
Right.
When I voted for him versus McCain, but... That was, he has always said no, at least in the presidential debate.
All right. Well, Kathleen, listen, I wish single payer was on the table, and I still think everybody should call their congressperson, their state representative, their senator. Let them know where you stand on this one. You know, you only got a few days to make this thing happen.
I know, but I don't think it'll happen.
Looks like they're going to try to ram through this legislation in July, so this month.
Maybe it's just a step. That's what we can hope for.
Yeah.
That so many people like it that it'll put the other people out of business.
All right. Hey, Kathleen, thanks again.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. This instant message comes from Vicky. You can do that at am760.net. Click on the lineup. Click on J. Marvin. Instant message the show. This is all BS. Here we go again. Just like the banks, the healthcare corporations are too big to fail. What a crock. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike on a cell phone. Hey, Mike.
Turkenheimer.
What's up? This is Mike Spear.
Hey, we're talking camping, brother.
Yeah, man. Where do you like to go?
You know,
I didn't know it was you.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to.
Okay.
You know, I live up 285, so you can camp in my backyard if you want.
Is that right?
My wife said that. We're driving in.
You don't mind if I make a bonfire that's about 5 feet tall, do you?
Nah.
All right, cool, perfect.
Stacy and the kids can come up, and Turk would stay home. That'd be fine.
Okay.
Oh, hey, a couple ideas.
Yeah, man.
Have you ever been over Boreas Pass?
I've never been over it, but I know where it's at. It's down there by Fairplay, isn't it?
Yeah, if you just go down, you don't go quite as far as Fairplay. You do go past Jefferson, which
uh-huh.
is a little wide spot in the road.
Yeah, and then you start going all over all those little hills.
You take a right at Como.
Right at Como. Uh-huh.
Turn right in Como, and there are signs taking you over Boreas Pass. I went up late one holiday weekend last year with my grandson, Corey, and all the campgrounds were full. I drove up over Boreas Pass, didn't get quite to the top, and there are some campsites all around down there, and there were several sites open. So if you're finding that it's full, it's a beautiful area to hike and walk, and there's streams.
There streams and creeks and stuff? Cool.
Yeah,
I'm looking for some. I want to be kind of by the water.
Yeah, well, you could do that, or you could go. Have you been to Jefferson Lake?
I've not been to Jefferson Lake. Is there campgrounds there, too?
Yeah, and take a right. There are a couple campgrounds in there, and they're nice campgrounds, too.
Sweet.
They're really nice.
Yeah, because I'm going to go try to find this normal spot, but I have a feeling it's going to be pretty full, and I don't know if I'm too late in the game Thursday, you know, around 12, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, you might beat the rush. I
hope so, man, and they're calling for rain today, so all you campers, I'd stick back in Denver.
That's right.
Thunderstorms. It's going to rain tonight.
Yeah.
You better stay in the city for one more day.
Keep it dry. Yeah, that's right. Those are a couple ideas. Boreas Pass.
Cool. I got them written down.
And Jefferson Lake. And then also, Buffalo Creek campground there is not quite as far. You go just past Conifer and take a left at Pine and go up to...
Is that top of the world?
Buffalo Creek. What's that?
Isn't that top of the world campground? Or
I don't know if it's called that or not.
Huh. Yeah, it's been a lot. I used to go there and hang out in high school. That's where we used to camp, was top of the world.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man. Awesome.
Yeah, good luck.
All right, Mike. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you in about an hour.
Sounds good. Have
all right, buddy.
Time,
thanks.
Okay, bye.
303-713-7600. You want to go ahead and give me some of your favorite camp spots around the state? You want to tell me your favorite fireworks show? I'll name two that I think are awesome that you should check out. If you're going to be in the city, go drive over around Quincy and Wadsworth, in between Sheridan and Wadsworth on Quincy, and park on the side of the road. The Pinehurst Country Club fireworks show is awesome. And my favorite, though, I think is the Central City fireworks show. The acoustics, man, when those fireworks boom and they go through that canyon, super sweet. And it's really long, too. So if you have a chance, I mean, it's going to be kind of crazy with this whole new, with the stakes going up in Central City. Things should be a little nuttier there this weekend. And, you know, if you want to talk about Central City, what do you think about this new the new stakes up there? $100, craps, and roulette. Sweet. I can't wait to go to Central City and play some craps. 303-713-7600. Mark on a cell phone. Jim, I'm coming to you. Mark, you're next.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, John.
Hey.
I got in the car this morning, and I heard you talk about a caller yesterday, I believe, that you said gays should go back in the closet, basically.
Yep.
Yep. Well, I've got four members of my family over three generations that are gay, and I can tell this gentleman or whoever it was that in the vast majority of cases, I would say 90%+, this is the way these people are born. I was in college when I found out that my older brother was gay, and let me tell you, the very second that I learned of that, and I had my suspicions, but the very second that it was confirmed, it's like a 1,000-piece puzzle instantly came together and made sense about all the things over the years that had happened, you know, from the fact that he had many girls as friends but no girlfriends, to, you know, just his interaction with people and this and that. I mean, I can't go into detail, but, you know, they're clearly born this way, and anybody who doesn't think so needs to spend some time with gay people, and they'll get a better idea. And then secondly is to whether or not they should be able to raise or adopt children. I've got a gay cousin who he and his partner have been together, I think now about 12 years, and they adopted two boys. And they are the happiest family, and those boys adjust, you know, to having two dads. And they live out in California, so it's a little more tolerant there. But they're well adjusted because they're loved, and that's what it all comes down to. I don't care if your family is three dogs or 10 kids or whatever. It's all about love, and that's what matters.
I'm totally with you. And, you know, I actually don't know a gay couple that has adopted that I hang out with. So I've never really seen it. But you've seen it, and, you know, who's to say that one couple can't raise a child just like the... Or a homosexual couple can't raise a child just like a heterosexual couple could?
Exactly. You know, plenty of heterosexual couples mess up lives.
Oh, more.
I mean, look what happened to Michael Jackson. You know, a brilliant but tragic person. And, you know, his family messed him up, in my opinion. My cousin would never do that with his children. You know,
I mean, this guy's just a sicko.
Yeah. Plenty of evidence that they can do just as good a job, if not better. So thanks for discussing the topic. I appreciate it.
You got it, man.
Yep.
Thank you. 303-713-7600, the phone number here. Got several open lines now. 303-713-7600. Trying to pull off open topics, but if you want me to concentrate it and just go with one particular issue, I can do that here after 7 o'clock. But I'd rather kind of just keep this an open forum today. You know, I don't know. What do you think about this Lombard character? What should we do with him? And why is the right reacting like it's a thing against gays and adoption instead of like, you know, this guy's just a sexual pervert freak? How many heterosexual men perpetrate sexual crimes? 303-713-7600. 6:50, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Let's fill them up. Want to talk to all of you at 303-713-7600. And we're trying open phones. If not, I got a good story we can talk about after 7. I got some other news items that we can hit on as well. Your phone calls next. Todd Parker is going to check traffic for us, though, right now.
A wreck on the ramp to Santa Fe from southbound I-25. Hanging things up on the highway now. As far as the rest of the metro major roads go, no big-time delays, but volume is building. Westbound 76, 74th to I-70. Southbounders on 225 getting busy after Parker Road as you're making your way towards DTC. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Next time you're at King Soopers, look for new lower prices on chicken and ground beef. The new lower prices will help you put food on the table for a lot less. It's another way to get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time. Go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how. Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solarips.com/stapleton.
Hello. La, 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 la. Yeah, I know, the last thing you want to hear is another bailout. But you better listen hard to this one. Congress has decided that the music industry might need one. They're calling it a performance tax. What the... Radio already pays to play music, okay? If they pay more, it means you'll lose. Traffic reports, weather, new music. Go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to support the Local Radio Freedom Act. Message from this station and the NAB.
Now at the Home Depot, take 20% off the price of all Makita Power Tool Combo Kits. Contractor-grade tools at serious savings. That's money you can put toward new drill bits and saw blades, or even lumber or drywall, which you'll make really fast work of with the new Makita Combo Kit you grabbed for 20% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 8th, U.S. only. See store for details.
By Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
That's actually a pretty cool little thing they got to have, that Bargain Watch. So I do suggest y'all go there. Find great deals on golf, restaurants, things to do. Definitely suggest you go there. Also, if you have any events going on that you'd like our listeners to know about, you can go to our community calendar at am760.net as well and post it there in that far right-hand column. 303-713-7600. We're in open topics. Anything you guys want to talk about is good with me. Let's go to him. Let's go to Dave on a cell phone. Hey, Dave. You with me, Dave? Hey, buddy.
Yes, I am. What's up, John?
Nothing, man. How you doing?
Good to hear you.
Thank you.
I was just briefly going to say about the gay thing. I don't know any gay couples that are raising children either or have adopted children, but the anti-gay people are basically like, oh, gays shouldn't adopt children and raise them because they're going to come out gay or somehow like mentally ill or whatever. But where did all these gay people come from? They came from
heterosexual families. If you use their logic, right?
Right. Yeah. It's like, well, then you got to. Yeah. It's exact. the exact.
Thanks for bringing up that point.
Where do they come from?
Yeah.
You know? I mean,
like that caller. I don't know if you heard the caller, Mike.
I don't know. Before.
Well, no, it was a call that I played from yesterday. This guy, Michael, who basically said it was immoral. And he said at the end of his phone call, he's like, you know what? Just go back in the closet and live your life.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You know, it's so sad because, I mean, essentially you're asking people that, I mean, there's no way anybody would want to choose it. Maybe a handful of people might want to choose it for some weird reason. Maybe it's glamorous or something, but no way would anybody want to choose it. Like, hey, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and join this group of people that want to be discriminated against.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and turn gay. Plus, I'm going to go against my own self-interests. Like, I, essentially, they've got to be born that way. People have to be born that way because nobody would be like, I think I'm just going to go for this gay thing just because it's going to piss off my dad and make everybody mad. And, you know,
yeah, not, you know, I know it's been said 100 times before, but who would choose that lifestyle and who would choose that, you know, to be looked down upon?
Really, really have to admire the lieutenant that was on the Alan Combs show last night. The guy, you know, he's all over the news, who came out National Guard guy or whatever.
Yeah, Choi, I think is his last name.
Choi, yeah, I think Daniel Joy.
Yeah.
And just incredible, moving.
I know, discharged from the Army.
And you know what I really liked what he said was he said, I said three words got me in trouble. And he, before he said it, I'm thinking, I am gay. But the three words were, I love you to my boyfriend, you know, in essence is what he was saying. And just so, it's so powerful, man. You know, it's so,
it is.
And it's so hard.
And who's to say he's not as patriotic as the, you know, the guy serving right next to him?
Obviously he is. I mean, and also who's to say he's not as loving as you? How dare you, heterosexual male guy who has, like, what are you so, what's going on? What is the rage all about? Why so angry? Why so adamant about slamming down gay people? Why so angry? To me, it smells bad.
It really does. I mean, I'm looking. If you look at this thing from Christian Newswire, I mean, they're saying by endorsing gay adoption, President Obama of the state of North Carolina, Duke University, share blame for this tragedy. So, I mean, this thing is basically blaming Barack Obama, the state of North Carolina, and Duke University for what happened, for what this guy did to his kid. Ridiculous.
Incredible. Yeah, and the whole Michael Jackson thing, like you were saying. Were you saying, was that you saying, like, what if you were allowed to be gay? Or no, that was a different show.
That was me.
But essentially, what if he would have been allowed to, like, grow up gay? Maybe he wouldn't have turned into whatever we perceive him to be, which I think we all know he probably did do those things, which is totally wrong, perhaps not even related to homosexuality, but it's coming out maybe he was gay and stuff. And, it's just like maybe he could have had a healthy relationship instead of a kind of like doing that, branching off, and who knows? I can't get in his mind.
Yeah, Dave, great call, man. Thanks for calling in on this one.
Thank you, man.
All right, dude. Have a great weekend. 303-713-7600. Dan and Lyons. Hey, Dan, I got a couple minutes for you.
Okay. Hey, just real fast. I'm just kind of wondering where were all these guys when all these priests were getting caught and hidden away and everything else? Because you know what? Catholics are good Christians.
Right.
And I didn't hear these dudes out here going off on them.
Not at all.
I'm raised Catholic, and that was the first thing that, you know, my parents, they were like, this is crazy. These men, you know, are doing something bad, but you didn't hear the whole Christian community just...
No, have you even heard the Catholic Church come out and denounce these priests?
Yeah.
Yet? I don't know if they have or not.
No, they haven't. And there's still, and there's more, you know, they're hiding them away.
They're putting them in rehab type, you know, situations.
Yeah.
They think they can cure them of their evil deeds or whatever they're doing that they think is bad.
You know, and no one's, it's, like you said, they're pedophiles.
Yeah.
Not that they're gay, it's not that they're straight, they're pedophiles, and that's just how it is.
Yep.
And they need to look at it that way.
Exactly. Hey, Dan, awesome call, dude. Anything, you got a good camp spot for me?
I just moved here about a year ago
in
Texas. So
last
year I went to the Golden Gate, down in Golden.
Yeah.
There's some good campsites up there.
Definitely. So. Golden Gate Canyon does have some great spots. Dan, thanks a lot, brother.
All right, great.
Have a good one. 303-713-7600, Tom and Nancy. Got another caller hanging on. Don't go anywhere. Want to talk to you. We're in open phones. Anything you want to talk about, good with me. Let's have fun this Thursday. Let's throw it around. Anything out there, let's do it. Anything under the sun. We'll be right back here on AM 760. John Turk filling in for J. Marvin. 2 minutes before 7.
Hi, this is J. Marvin. If I know about something great...
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life! Let's go!
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. A 26-year high, unemployment rises to 9.5%, up from 9.4%. 467,000 jobs were lost last month, and PNC economist Stuart Hoffman with this analogy.
Sort of like a bathtub. Maybe we've stopped the drain a little bit. The people losing jobs, but what you really need is hiring, this sort of faucet, and nobody's turned on that faucet yet.
Last week, new jobless claims dropped to 614,000 unexpectedly. The continuing claims fell. The jobs report has affected Wall Street. Dow futures are down 110. The S&P futures are down 12. The markets open a half hour from now. United Airlines with a computer problem this morning at Chicago O'Hare International Airport. Ron Leathers is a passenger stuck there.
The terminal is absolutely from one end to the other full. Somebody told me they were trying to process people manually at the far end. There's nobody behind any of the counters.
United says outgoing flights are grounded. The carrier recommends that passengers who plan to fly out of O'Hare print their boarding passes online at home. For some people, this will be getaway day for a long 4th of July weekend. CBS's Jim Taylor live now with word on how many of us will be behind. The wheel.
Well, it appears that everybody's ready. Into a spacious luggage compartment with the bag.
USA Today reports America is right now experiencing the longest, steepest decline in driving since the invention of the automobile. Not that the high cost of gas is keeping everyone home this holiday weekend.
Nope, I'll be driving on July 4th. That doesn't matter.
10 million fewer cars are expected on the road, Dave.
We still don't know any of the firm funeral plans for the king of pop, but we are hearing more about what he did in the days and weeks before he died. Live to L.A. and CBS's Peter King.
New allegations about Michael Jackson's drug use seem to come every day, Dave. Now the Drug Enforcement Administration is reportedly getting involved. The latest includes a story from TMZ.com that says Jackson used several aliases, including the names Jack London and Omar Arnold, to get prescriptions. A bodyguard in Great Britain says Jackson used so many drugs he was often incoherent. And Uri Geller, the famed medium, says he slept on the floor in Jackson's hotel room to make sure that he was okay.
An American soldier was in eastern Afghanistan, but is nowhere to be found now.
We've confirmed from the U.S. military that a U.S. service personnel is missing, along with three Afghan nationals. And we also got a call from the Taliban commanders claiming that he indeed has the soldier and the two other Afghans.
CBS's Mandy Clark is in Kabul. Mike Lyons, retired Army major, says the insurgents will have a tough time hiding this soldier. And where 4,000 U.S. troops are going now, southern Afghanistan, where poppies, the ingredient for heroin, is grown, an offensive underway. North Korea added again, firing 4 short-range missiles today from its east coast. This is CBS News.
See your local Hummer dealer and test drive the midsize Hummer H3 or the capable H3T. 4-Wheeler Magazine's 2009 Pickup Truck of the Year. So gear up for summer and take advantage of attractive offers. Do you owe back taxes, being audited, have several years of unfiled returns? The former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problem today. Call 866-694-4019. That's 866-694-4019. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
This July 4th weekend at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Buy a grill or patio furniture and you could save 3 ways. 1, with our low prices. 2, with deferred financing, keep your cash and pay later. 3, entertain at home versus going out. Special deferred financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 8th, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Remaking DIA, a plan to get more travelers into the main terminal between flights. The Transportation and Safety Administration has dominated much of the space under the White Peaks in the main terminal since 9/11. Now airport officials want to reclaim that space. Security could be moved to ticketing and baggage areas. The Denver Post reporting the remake would be part of a bigger project that includes a new Fast Tracks train station and a hotel. The signs read maximum bet $100 in the state's three casino towns this morning. Craps and roulette tables joining blackjack and poker at the casinos. Al Royer of Cheyenne isn't drawn to the new games, though. He says he'll stick to his penny slots.
They invited me in one time when I was out here. I just couldn't get the hang of it then. I'll have to stand around and watch it and see how it goes.
Finally, Ward Churchill now waits for a judge to decide whether he'll return to teach at CU. CU says he was let go for research misconduct. He was fired after writing a controversial essay. The judge is expected to rule next week. Sports, Rockies fall to the Dodgers 1-0. They host the D-backs tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad drive as you're out and about. Just one trouble thought that's really going to get in your way right now. It's a rollover accident on the ramp to Santa Fe from southbound to I-25. Now one lane is squeezing by, so things are bottlenecking. It's backing up onto the highway. Now we're getting word of an accident at 76. This is on the westbound side, right around 144th. Could kind of mess things up as you're coming out of Brighton. Now the rest of the highway is just volume building in those usual spots, like eastbound C-470 coming up on Broadway. 36 is also seeing things picking up, traveling on the eastbound side. It's right around Pecos. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be cooler than yesterday with a high of about 82, 83 degrees, currently 64. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing the all-new Chevy Equinox with an EPA-estimated 32 mpg highway and up to 600 highway miles on a tank. It's the most fuel-efficient crossover on the highway. Go to Chevy.com/Equinox. Based on GM compact crossover segment, excludes other GM vehicles.
This July 4th weekend at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more and get free delivery. No rebates, no hassles, no strings attached. We even have free haul-away, which combined can save you up to $79. Dishwashers, refrigerators, washers, and dryers. Save not once, but twice with 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 8th in U.S. only, see store for details.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
7 minutes after 7 o'clock, John Turk filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760. It's basically my Friday, so we're doing open topics, open lines, anything you want to talk about. I do have two open phones right now at 303-713-7600. Talked last hour about Barack Obama's town hall meeting on health care yesterday. If you have any opinions on that, you can give me a call. Basically said he's not gonna look at single payer. He took it off the board yesterday. Here's what he said. Obama said a government-run single-payer health care system works well in some countries, but it's not appropriate in the U.S. He said because so many people get insurance through their employers working with private companies. Still, again, he called for a government-run public option. So Barack Obama says, on single-payer. Does that upset you? 303-713-7600. Also talked about the story with this Duke official who offered his adopted son for sex. It's been reported that he has had had his kid perform sexual acts on him, and that he's an openly gay man, and folks on the right are saying this is what happens when you allow gays to adopt. So we talked about that last hour. Also want to know what your favorite campgrounds are in Colorado. Well, I'm heading up with my wife and family as soon as I get off work, really. And going to head up 285 and look for a spot. There's one I have in mind. And if that's not open, I'm going to be cruising around. But I hope I beat the crowd going out to find a camp spot. And if you also want to talk about your favorite fireworks show, I say it's Central City, hands down. That's my favorite in the state, my favorite in the metro area, Pinehurst Country Club. Just go park there off of Quincy. And in between Sheridan and Wadsworth, they have a hell of a show. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about really is cool with me. So let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Lauren on a cell phone. Tom, hang on. I'm coming to you. And Jim, hold on. What's up, Lauren?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Yeah.
All right. Hey, John, you're doing a great job on the show. You know, I miss Jay, but I like how you carry things, and I like your taste in music. It's close to mine.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I got some good music to play for you this morning.
Yeah. I just wanted to weigh in on the whole – what that Mike dude said yesterday about keeping it in the closet.
Yeah.
The story about the guy from Duke, as it unravels, I think we'll probably find that his history is, you know, his parents or somebody probably, you know, tried to repress his sexuality, his homosexuality when he was a kid. So, you know, it's going to come out in a twisted, distorted way like it did. That's, you know, that's my take on it, is that you try to repress it, you try to keep it in the closet, it's just going to get messed up. You're just going to have twisted values.
Thoughts, and, you know, you think what you want is not moral, you know, and when you're constantly beat on the head that, you know, homosexuality is a, and, you know, who would choose that lifestyle if you're going to just be ripped on, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you want to be that way? If you're going to get picked on or repressed. So anyway, that's my take.
And that my caller's take was, you know, as soon as these kids start showing this kind of behavior, you need to steer them straight. Like, seriously? Yeah. I mean, come on now. That's not realistic in today's world. But, hey, man, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks for playing on this one. Lauren, what do you want to hear this morning? What would you like us to play for you?
Could you play some Panic?
Coming up, man. I got the brand-new Vault release.
Oh, I'd love to hear that. I haven't heard anything
from Huntsville 96. So, yeah, I'll play some of that this hour, all right?
Got one for a fireworks show, too.
Yeah, give it to me.
Palmer Lake. That's where I live. It's a small town, you know, fireworks on the 4th of July. It's how they build themselves. Looks like it might be a little bit crowded this year since Colorado Springs canceled their fireworks show. It's a great place. You can get really close to the fireworks there.
Really? Sweet. So Palmer Lake. All right.
Yep.
You ever seen this? You should check out the Central City one sometime, man.
Yeah, I should, but I got to stay and guard my house so it doesn't catch on fire.
All right. Well, be safe, man. Enjoy your 4th, Lauren. Take care, brother.
All right.
303-713-7600, the phone number. Tom in Denver. Welcome to the J. Marvin Show. I'm John Turk, Tom.
Thanks, John. John, you know, most of your listeners want single payer health care, but, you know, that's out. And so now we're left with hoping we're going to get a public option. But that's not a given either unless we really stand on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, Senator Bennett, our pseudo-Democratic senator who really is against the public health care option, he's going to be at 1980 Dahlia, which is the corner of Dahlia and Montview. It's a church there, a big church. And we need people to go there and pressure him for the public option. Because if we don't get all 60 Democrats on board, we're not going to get it. The insurance company is going to win. And Barack Obama, you know, he's been weak on this issue. He's been weak on just about, you know, I'm very disappointed in Barack Obama so far.
A lot of people are.
You know, and I really worked hard for him. I'm real active Democrat. I'm a precinct person in my precinct. I've worked on all these elections for years and years. And, you know, basically he told us we're going to get change, but what he is really so far is George Bush, who's really articulate and well-spoken, you know. But everything else, you know, nothing has changed. He's jacked up the wars. He's not going to change health care. We need to do it. The people need to force him.
Well, I think he is going to change health care.
I don't think he's going to do it, John, unless we force him to. We gotta call your senators, but tell, you know, if your listeners who are listening can go to 1980 Dahlia.
Dahlia in Montview tonight. It's when again?
It's 6:30 tonight.
6:30 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, and just
it's a church, isn't it?
It's a church. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and that'd be great because we just need a lot of progressives to go there.
All right, you got it. If you have a chance, go to the website am760.net and you'll see the community calendar. Post that on there.
Okay, I'll try to do that.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, man, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
303-713-7600. You want to go out and kind of tell Senator Bennett to push the public option now? I think today would be a good day to call your senators and your state reps. 303-713-7600. Open phones. Let's go to Jim on a cell phone. Hey, Jim. How are you?
Good, John. Couple things I like to talk about the health care. You know, the insurance companies are going to hunker down and they're going to fight for everything that they have up to this moment. So if we can get their attention by taking away their billions of bureaucratic profits, then we're succeeding at getting the attention of the American people that health care and the cost of it has helped drive jobs overseas. And if you talk to industry executives, The reason why they send jobs overseas is cost, labor costs, whether it's high wages or it's benefits. And unless we get that under control, we are going to be importing everything we need to manufacture in this country. And I wish people would give Barack Obama and the Democrat, his administration, a break. He's been in office.
Yeah, like the last call, you heard him. He's extremely disappointed. People in the homosexual community are upset because he's not moving fast enough on the don't ask, don't tell policy, repealing that. You know, they're not they're, you know, some are upset with what he's done with the stimulus package, the budget, and now health care. But again, yeah, he's only been in for over 5 months.
I know. It's like, what? First of all, he's there for 4 years minimum. He's been in there for 5 months. And why give fodder to the Republican Party if he moves too fast? He's got to build consensus. And if the Republicans don't want to join us, fine. Then we are a one-party country.
That's right. Then we'll do, you know, we'll stick it through anyway. We don't need bipartisanship in this, I don't think.
That's right. So let's just relax. Let's figure out what we need to do in the right manner and do it. And not do it so quick like George Bush did. Oh, let's go to Iraq and spend trillions of dollars off the budget because, ha-ha, we're... The American people are too stupid, but let's figure it out and do the right thing for the right reason. And that's all I have to say. Happy 4th of July.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Great phone call. 303-713-7600. Jim makes good points. Barack Obama's only been in for 5 months, and he inherited a turd, in lack of a better term. I mean, he really did. How do you fix all this in 5 months? 303-713-7600. Erica in Denver. Welcome to the J. Marvin Show.
Hi, John. I want to just comment briefly on the news being out about the molestation of a child there.
It's Frank Lombard from Duke University. Yes, sir.
I am a therapist who has studied the gay-lesbian issues considerably, and there has been research study after research study showing that gay parents are as effective as heterosexual. As you said earlier, it's all about loving a child, and a child needs love. And I have seen report after report where some religious-based organizations purporting to be, you know, correct in their research.
This would be like totally the Christian Newswire, which I reported some of their findings earlier this show.
But they regularly, very consistently, distort information. For instance, in the counseling circle that I participate in, at one stage there was someone quoting a prominent researcher as saying, you know, certain things against the gay community. I looked up the original research and found that the quote was totally, totally distorting what the research said, and that is all too common, and it's unfortunate that every time they get this issue on the news, people only remember the initial distorted information, and they don't get the real facts, and so it saddens me that there is even discussion of this, because it's been thoroughly discredited.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm supposed to take the Family Research Institute from Colorado Springs and take their findings. And I mean, you got to look around and look at all the findings.
Well, but unfortunately, people don't.
Yeah, I know. They have six things that they believe that gays, here it is. Dr. Cameron, chairman of the Family Research Institute of Colorado Springs think tank, noted that the review documented that gays' children were also more apt to report sexual confusion, more apt to be socially disturbed, more apt to abuse substances, less apt to get married, more apt to have difficulty in attachment and loving relationships, and more apt to have emotional difficulties.
That all has been totally discredited.
All right. If you have a copy to some of that research, you know, you can shoot me off an email. I'd love to see that. You just go to am760.net, click on the J. Marvin Show, and then you'll see a little link that says instant message of the show. And if you people are doing that, please instant message me any thoughts, and you will get a message saying that, you know, Jay's not getting the email. He's not because his inbox is full, but I do get him and I pass along and, you know, those to Jay as well. So don't be discouraged from instant messaging the show. But if you have any copies of that report, man, let me know.
I will go through the volumes of research.
Or if you just got a link to something that I could look at online, that'd be sweet.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot, Erica.
You're welcome.
Have a great day, sir.
You too.
Happy 4th, man. 303-713-7600. David, Doug, Jim, see you hanging on. Got to step aside for a very short timeout. Come back and take your calls. I don't have any guests booked up this morning, so going to do open topics and open phones. Anything you want to talk about today is cool with me. Talked about this gays and adoption. Also talking about health care. I also want to hear your favorite campgrounds in Colorado. Looking for something in the front range. I'm going to go up 285, look for a spot. But if it's full, I'm going to be out driving around trying to locate something today. And if you want to play on this your favorite fireworks show in Colorado, too, I think everybody needs to go check out the Central City Fireworks Show. It's long and it's loud, and it echoes down that canyon. 303-713-7600. More of your phone calls next. 40 minutes before 8 o'clock, John Turk on AM 760. Now Todd Parker on traffic.
Crews have cleaned up that accident on the ramp from southbound I-25 as you're trying to access Santa Fe. So speeds are looking a little bit better as you're trying to get out of the downtown area. Surface street crash, Colfax and Dallas, that is just east of Yosemite. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day, relatively speaking. A lot cooler than yesterday, about 10 degrees. In fact, we can expect a high of around 83 degrees. Chance of afternoon showers, currently 67. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Plus, get up to $100 by mail.
Get the good stuff!
Brakes are the most critical safety system on your vehicle. Squealing, grinding, or a squishy brake pedal are warning signs that your brake system needs service. Don't take chances with your brakes. Head to your local Napa Auto Parts store where you'll find great deals on quality brake products you know you can count on. And right now, you can get Valvoline Brake Cleaner and Valvoline Synthetic Brake Fluid for just $2.49 each. Napa.
Get the good stuff!
How would you like to reduce your carbon footprint and get free electricity for a year? Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power system, same as cash financing. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%? Join Independent Power Systems Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save even more when you go solar with your neighbors. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Go to solarips.com/stapleton to RSVP today for the solar community event or call 303-443-0115. Get free electricity for a year. Go solar with Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-491-8149 or click on the banner above to go straight to our website. Remember, your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. Here's that number again, 1-800-491-8149.
Hospital, because otherwise I'll be in debt forever.
These days, there's a lot on your mind.
People in my neighborhood have lost their jobs and they haven't gotten rehired.
The global issue that concerns me the most is
global warming,
world hunger.
It sounds like they're rattling the sabers to invade Iran.
Pretty much of a mess.
And that's why we're here. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
7:24, 36 minutes until 8 o'clock now, moving through the morning show here. It's Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. I'm John Turk filling in for you today. Open phones, open topics, anything you want to talk about cool with me today. Honestly, you want to talk about anything, let's do it. You want to talk about Michael Jackson? Cool. You want to talk about these Colorado casinos and colleges poised to profit from the new gambling rules? Who plans on going up to Black Hawk Central City or Cripple Creek this weekend and throwing down some dice? I'm a craps lover, man. I love craps. I can't wait to get up to Central City and play some craps, as well as roulette. I may just go up and, you know, the $100 new limit. I may just go up and say, $100 on red. If I lose $100, actually, I don't have $100 to blow right now. And I had a really sad story from a listener yesterday, a guy that was about 45 years old, had $2 in his pocket, was facing eviction. And I got an email from him yesterday. Man, sad phone call. I'm going to try to help this guy out, but I don't know if you've seen the reports this morning. I'll throw this out there. If you want to comment on this, this is great, great talk as well. Job market takes turn for worse. Battered U.S. labor market took a step backwards last month as employers trimmed more jobs from their payrolls in June, according to a government report Thursday. There was a net loss of 467,000 jobs in June compared with a revised loss of 322,000 jobs in May. This is the first time in 4 months that the number of jobs lost rose from the prior month. The June job losses were also far worse than the forecast of a loss of 365,000 jobs by economists surveyed by Briefing.com. The unemployment rate rose for the ninth straight month, climbing to 9.5% from 9.4% and hitting another 26-year high. Economists had been expecting that the unemployment rate would hit 9.6. Nearly 3.4 million jobs have been lost during the first half of 2009, more than the 3 million lost in all of 2008. If you've lost a job, I want to hear from you today, too. What's it like looking for a job? The guy I talked to yesterday said he sent out about, I think he said 800 resumes and got three face-to-face interviews. That's how tough it is out there. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Doug in the Minst. Hey, Douglas.
My man, Turk.
What's up, dude?
I hope you get a camping spot.
Me too, man. I really, really do. You going to go up to Central City, shoot craps, or play roulette?
Nah, no, I'm not a gambler.
Not a gambler? Okay.
Nah, never. All right. I got into all the free food and the liquor, but I never gambled when I lived in Nevada.
All right.
Hey, real quick, I got to run to work, but I know this is a road trip, but go to Red Feather Lakes, not this weekend, but sometime before the summer ends.
No, I know. They got some awesome camping up there.
It's gorgeous. Go to
I've seen a ton of pictures, but I've never stayed there.
Yeah, go up to Bel Air Lake. That's really a nice, that's the largest one up there, the lakes. And I lived up there years ago, so it's just really cool.
We used to have a listener up there that worked at the Red Feather Lake Lodge, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. Used to party up at the Red Feather Cafe.
Is that right?
My God, yeah.
You take the highway out of Fort Collins to get up there, right?
Yeah, you take 20.
And you go past, you go up the Poudre River?
No.
You
go past that one, and then you take Red Feather Lakes Highway.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's called the Forks Cafe Restaurant right there. Shoot to the left off of 287, and bam, you're right there.
Sweet, man. What's your plans?
I got two parties to go to, and...
Excellent.
Yeah, and I'm going to stay at one of them, because I'm not going to be having good vision.
I hear you. Yeah, watch out. The heat is on this weekend, everybody.
Absolutely.
Do not drive drunk.
Yeah, they're going to be piling on.
And
people.
I think when I come back on Tuesday, I'm going to talk about solutions to drunk driving. I've already got it kind of in the hopper for next Tuesday. But, Doug, thanks a lot, man. Have a great 4th.
Hey, you too, buddy.
All right, dude. See you,
bro.
303-713-7600. Jim on a cell phone. Hey, Jim.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm good, man. You?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, can I weigh in a little bit on healthcare reform?
Of course. Yeah, today you can weigh on anything you want to talk about.
Outstanding. I've been listening to a lot of the input that the listeners have had. There's really been some good discussions the past couple of weeks. I'm kind of scratching my head why single payer's off the table, but now that it is,
we gotta kind of back the public option now.
Well, the public option, and I think there's a way to do it, and I'm surprised nobody's discussed it. That would be outstanding, and it would make it work, and it would really serve the people. Let me kind of outline that if you got a moment.
You got it, man.
Well, we already do have a public option in Medicare. And I'd like to say, and as you pointed out, nobody's dropping out of Medicare because they're objectionable to a public option as far as 65 and over. But I think what would really make that work if it was built on that model and even integrated with it, all the money that we've invested with regards to the TARP monies, assisting banks, assisting the automotive industry, the insurance industry. When we did this 25 years ago with Resolution Trust, we actually made money, and we ended up selling off our shares. I'd like to see us keep those shares and actually use them to fund when times are good, put it in a reserve and use it to subsidize and support a public option. When times are bad, we can tap into that rainy day fund. But I really think when the economy does recover, we're going to be in a position with all of the money we've invested in the private sector to actually have the ability to fund a public and subsidize a public option, especially on a sliding scale for people who can't afford higher premiums.
Definitely sounds good to me.
Now, as I said, all this money we have.
And like you said, times will be, there will be times where, things are good and you can hold on to that reserve.
Well, we could.
And we've talked about this, if they just increase taxes, people think that we're just going to be paying more than on top of what we're getting right now. But if they increase the taxes, we get rid of this stuff where we're paying these high premiums, that's going to go down. So if you're paying $12,000 a year, let's say maybe you're taxed $7,000 more a year, you're at a $5 net save.
Right. But if you use the investments we've already made, and again, I can't remember the number. When we did this before with the Resolution Trust Company for Savings and Loans, when we ended up as a government cashing out of that, the Treasury actually made a very good profit.
Right.
And if we had held on to those assets as far as an investment, because the argument was 6-7 years ago on the conservative side, let's privatize Social Security. Well, that would be using the Social Security money in and of itself for that investment. We've already made the investment now, and that there are even banks that are turning the TARP money back in. Let's play the stock market in that respect, and at least while we maintain the shares in these companies, we do have some sort of leverage over the companies as far as their fiduciary responsibility.
Man, it sounds like you got an awesome grasp of how this thing works or how it could work. Why don't you run for office, man?
No, as the worst yet, I used to teach the graduate public health course.
Is that right?
So I used to teach this.
Yeah, man. You sound like you know a lot about it.
I'm surprised nobody's talking about that as an option.
Well, hey, I love the option. Let's throw it out there and see what the listeners think.
All right,
man. Hey, thanks for the phone call. And we'll be talking more about this next week as soon as they reconvene. Healthcare is going to be on the table again next week, so call me back. All right, Jim?
That I will. John,
all right.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, man. Happy 4th.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. 303-713-7600. Going to take a quick one here before timeout. Hey, Megan. Megan in Denver. You're on the J. Marvin Show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Johnson, I just want to say you do so awesome. I miss Jay, but you are just great.
Oh, thank you, Megan. I'm blushing.
I would just like to say I agree with the both of the Jims that just called. This guy who obviously knew a lot what he was talking about. And he needs to write his congressman and his representative and throw that, idea out there, because I think that a lot of these representatives are lacking ideas. And I think that people who study this stuff and understand it are really good resources. But anyway, so
I agree.
Yeah. The Jim before that was talking about how everyone needs to give Obama, a break. I really agree with this. I'm 23 years old. I'm a college graduate. I'm so lucky to be employed. And I just feel like people are being so hard on Obama. He's only been there for 5 months. And, we gave George Bush 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just so sick and tired of people who want, results quickly. We have to remember government doesn't really work that fast.
Well, we've become an instant gratification kind of society, I think.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to be pleased right now.
Oh, and my generation is one of the worst.
But, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the important thing here is we got to give this guy the chance to make a difference. Single payer is off the, you know, the talking table. I'm upset about that. But with the public option, hey, if that's all we can get right now, all right, then let's talk about it. And I think that Republicans just, as long as they just want to be defiant. And people need to be realistic about the amount of time that it takes government to work, the amount of time it takes for people to get on board and agree with this type of stuff. And, you know, I mean, like I said, my generation, one of the worst. We want instant gratification. You know, we're the generation of iPods and, you know, computers. Everyone has one, you know, cell phones, iPhones, all that stuff. And I think
Twitter.
That people just need to Twitter. Exactly. I think people just need to be patient and say, look, we put this guy in office. He's got at least 4 years. He went into a horrible situation fixing things that, I mean, I don't even think we know the extent of how bad stuff really is. And people just need to be patient. And I just feel like the more we complain and, you know, it's just a negative vibe out there. And we just all need to be positive about it because this guy did say he wanted change in this country. Hopefully, you know, he's obviously probably not as idealistic as he was during his campaign, but I think people just need to give this guy a chance.
I'm with you. He does need to be given a chance.
I mean,
you know, I think his hand maybe need to be forced a little bit here with health care, but on some of the other issues, you know, it's going to take some time to fix the economy.
Yeah.
You know, and the budget is so screwed up. I mean, people were complaining about that, but what he was left with wasn't his fault.
Well, and, you know, I think it's so interesting, and you know, some of my friends who are young Republicans, I still don't understand that term, but I say to them, I'm like, well, what exactly, what is it that you want? Well, we just want to be safe. Well, what does that mean exactly? You know what I mean? People are so concerned about national security, and then when, you know, their friends graduate from college and can't find jobs, they're like, oh, that sucks.
Yep, and as you bring this up, I got a great email. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
no, don't worry. Anyway, you're doing great. Thank you.
Hey,
I heard those guys this morning, and I'm like, I need to call in.
I'm so glad you did. Call me again, Megan.
Take care.
Glad to have you out there. Have a great fourth. And this came through what Megan was talking about. I'm with your recent caller about giving President Obama a break. It's been less than 6 months. Here is legislation that he's gotten passed in the 6 months. Family Smoking Prevention, Tobacco Control Act, Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act, Weapon System Acquisition Reform Act, Small Business Act Temporary Extension, DTV Delay Act, Children's Health Insurance Reauthorization Act. So those are some that he's gotten through. It's going to take some time. He's only been in for five to six months. Give him time. We should be giving him a break. You know, I know some of the homosexual and gay community is upset because he's moving kind of slowly here on repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Meanwhile, I have this Choi guy that was discharged, Lieutenant Choi discharged, because he said, I love you. Ridiculous. 303-713-7600. Open phones. Give me your favorite campsites. Give me your favorite fireworks show in Colorado. I want to hear about them. 303-713-7600. Darren, Janice, Howard, I'm coming to you guys. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back on AM760. But first, Todd Parker in traffic.
Eastbound 6th Avenue, pretty slow after Sheridan up towards I-25. Westbound 76, dragging a little bit near 144th. That's the scene of an earlier crash. We're also seeing heavy pockets on both 270 as well as on 36. Two different crashes on the surface streets, Colfax and Dallas, 32nd and York. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 83 degrees today. Currently, it's 63. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Rocky Mountain Health Plans present Solo, individual health plans as unique as Colorado, affordable, comprehensive, and with 8 different plans, you'll find just the right one for you and your family. For a free quote, visit buysolo.org.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM...
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Did you know your prostate can affect your quality of life?
It can affect your urine flow and stream. It might even affect intimacy. Don't ignore the importance of your prostate. See your doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that works with your body to support prostate health and normal urine flow. You'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. Click the banner to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Be smart about prostate health with Beta Prostate.
National hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrim? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrim as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrim is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
I owe $28,000 on my credit card, but now, a year and a half later, I'm completely debt-free.
If you are in debt and thinking about calling a credit counselor, stop. Credit counselors are working with credit card companies. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't make a mistake. Hi, I'm Alan Williams, creator of the Money Mastery Wealth System. I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. I'm so confident that this will work for you, I'll send you my powerful free CD today. My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. Imagine, no credit card payments, no car payment, no mortgage.
It's amazing. I'm going to pay off a 30-year mortgage in only 3 years.
If you're in debt, stop. Don't call a credit counselor. Call now and we'll send you Money Mastery Wealth System's free, powerful CD today. Call 800-508-5306. That's 800-508-5306. Call 800-508-5306. That's 800-508-5306.
AutoZone. Here's one anniversary you won't want to forget. The AutoZone 5-Day 30th Anniversary Sale.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This Wednesday through Sunday at AutoZone, save 30% on select floor mats, wheel covers, sunshades, wash and wax products, and buckets. Plus, save 30% off Octane Boost, decals, adhesives, mirrors, tools, and more. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Hurry in and save 30% Wednesday through Sunday only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This July 4th weekend at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more and get free delivery. No rebates, no hassles, no strings attached. We even have free haul away, which combined can save you up to $79. Dishwashers, refrigerators, washers and dryers. Save not once, but twice with 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 8th and U.S. only, see store for details.
Let's get down to business. 18 minutes before 8 o'clock, 303-713-7600, full lines. Let's get to them. Darren in Fort Collins. Thanks for holding on, Darren.
Mr. Turk, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. You?
I'm doing all right.
Good, man.
Before I say anything, that last guy that talked about Red Feather Lakes, he's not kidding.
Yeah, man, that was Doug.
Dowdy Lake up there is a no-wake lake. Like, if you have a canoe, you throw it on there. They've got these rocks. Piers come right up out of the water. You can hang out on those, fish all day.
Oh, yeah?
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
That sounds cool. So Dowdy Lake is up there by Red Feather. Is that one of the Red Feather Lakes?
Yeah, that's actually right in Red Feather.
Okay.
You can go on past. There's Kilpecker Trail and Bald Mountain. Those are, it's easy to find campsites up there.
Okay, sweet, man.
I'm giving it away, but.
I know, and that's hard to ask people for their favorite campsites. Well, you know, like they want to give it away on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. You know how hard it is to find a site on the morning.
But hey, we're all cool people that listen to this show, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Otherwise, I wouldn't call.
Exactly.
So my subject is the banks.
Yeah.
I'll give you a quick rundown. In 2002, I got a loan from Wells Fargo. I'll give them some free advertisement. I double-dogged them to try and call and defend themselves. But 2002, got a loan to build a garage. And by the time I got the foundation poured, 2003, snowstorm came in, caved in half my house. So I dumped all my money in. No problem. I have two mortgages, though, first and the second. When I got my house done, I still have a lovely garage foundation, but no garage. I tried to refinance and combine my two loans together. Went round and round with Wells Fargo, probably 3 weeks while I'm paying the extra high interest. I had to go to a separate agent to get refinanced because, well, Fargo said they wouldn't refinance me, wouldn't refinance me over and over. When I got to sign the final contract of my refinance of my combined bill, it was with Wells Fargo. I was so pissed.
No doubt.
And they said, oh, well, that must have just been an oversight. Well, that oversight cost me $2,500 extra.
Are they going to pay you back?
No, no. And that was back at the end of 2003. Well, now with all this new refinancing things, I've never been late on a mortgage payment. I've never had any issues with the bank. I've hated Wells Fargo. I hated being even given my money because of this incident, but I stuck with them. And now I'm trying to refinance again. And we have all these great stimulus things, and they want to, you know, take ThinkBook, and we go in and turn all this stuff in. And they want me to pay them $6,000 to $10,000 just to refinance
yeah.
a home that they already hold the title to. And there's all the – it sounds to me like they're trying to do a little runaround. Anybody who doesn't catch them on this little game because of that, we qualify for that new – first-time homeowners thing because it's been so long since we refinanced. Sounds like they're just trying to get a hold of that $8,000 stimulus package. First they got my tax money. Now they want my $8,000 refinancing stimulus that comes back. And I just don't know if there's anybody else out there having the same issue.
Have you talked to an attorney or do you have an advocate or anybody you're talking to help you out here?
You know, we're trying to refinance because we don't have a lot of money. So talking to an attorney kind of defeat that purpose. They want me to get an appraisal. They originally told me I didn't need an appraisal because they already hold the loan. Now they want an appraisal. If I was going to pay for an appraisal, I'd go to a different bank to begin with just to get away from them. And it's
God, I want to say there's a not a business, but some kind of organization here in Colorado.
The consumer
that can
help.
Yeah, consumer. Yeah, you know, I don't know if Tom Martino is the guy to send you to or not.
I wouldn't trust that guy as far as I could throw him.
Okay. But there, I know there's a, and I'm going to try to dig it up here while I'm talking to you, but a consumer advocate, yeah, there is a consumer advocacy group for people that are having troubles with their loans and refinancing.
Okay.
And I'm trying to dig that up. I tell you what, if you shoot me an email and I find it, Darren, you have my email, don't you?
I do. I got you on the Facebook, too.
All right. Shoot me a message, man, and I'll reply. I'll look around for it and see if I can't respond to you. But, man, that's a lame situation. And they're wondering how people get upside down, and that's the way things happen. And it's to no fault, not your fault.
Yeah, well, I've never been late. That's what really gets me.
Yeah, you've never been late. It's like, you know, that was a catastrophic event, that snowstorm.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I got all that taken care of. I built the house myself,
geez.
So I cut my costs down.
That's lame. Listen, I'm sorry, Darren, but I'll try to dig this up here in the next couple commercial breaks. All right.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Have a great 4th of July.
Hey, you too. I hope you find a good spot.
All right. I'm sure I will, man. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Janice and Roy, hang on. I'm going to come to you. Ed and Evergreen, you're first up. Hey, Ed.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Okay. I just want to quickly bring up that for Darren, that there's a rate modification, an interest rate modification, 1-800-929-0326. I haven't tried it yet myself. I have the number written down to call there, but I haven't called him yet. We'll see what it's like.
Okay.
Try that.
Hey, thanks a lot. That's awesome, Ed. Thank you. I'm writing that down just in case so I can give it to him.
And as far as the camping areas go, I know it's further than you want to go this time, but maybe some other time, down to the West Cliff, Colorado, and the east side of the Sangre de Cristos.
Oh, man, it's beautiful down there.
It's amazing. I went down there, and it was dark when I got there and stayed at a friend's house, but woke up in the morning, and those mountains just blew me away.
I camped down there last summer. There was a wedding down there. What's the national forest down there?
You got me. It's Custer
West
County.
Cliff. Yeah, no, I've been down there, and it's awesome, man. It's kind of weird. It seems like you're kind of in like the high desert, and then you kind of drop down into this little like canyon type place.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's beautiful. So West Cliff.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Man, the Sangre de Cristos are awesome. I wouldn't even mind camping at the sand dunes.
Yeah, that's on the other side. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Jeep trail that goes from the east side to the west side, drops right into the back of the sand dunes.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
But, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, man.
I call in. I'm a fiscal conservative, and seems like I'm always getting lumped in with the religious conservative.
I'm sorry if I do that. I don't, you know, I tend to think I'm fiscally conservative as well.
Yeah, I think that you're a pretty level-headed guy, and You know, the church, I went to church when I was young, and we were not a big church, but we had a water well driller in the church, and we sponsored him to go to South America, and he'd go out as far as he could and drill water wells for the people down there. And so there's some good things that they do, you know.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
My wife used to be a member of a church, and they used to go down to Mexico and build houses. A lot of good stuff is done by Christians, for sure.
So in that church, there was a lot of good people. I really didn't know any bad people, so, you know, there's good people out there.
Yeah, but there's some evil ones, too.
Yeah. Also, I wanted to bring up that the global warming issue that I just can't get behind that much that we're causing it, because we had the mini ice age, little ice age back in the 1300s, 1400s, and then from 1500 to 1800, the earth warmed on its own. There was no big manufacturers or cars or anything like that. And so I just can't get behind causing it. Now we're going to tax ourselves on it, and that's just kind of, that bugs me. So.
Well, I don't know if those taxes are being passed on to us, mostly to big businesses that, you know, carbon dioxide.
Well, we'll be paying higher electrical bills, won't we, on our houses?
I don't know if that's going to translate to higher bills. I haven't seen that. I mean, I've seen reports that may happen, but I don't know if that's going to be the case or not.
Yeah, I think that's.
You know, maybe that's something we can talk about next week. We'll talk about this climate bill.
All right.
Because it's something I haven't concentrated on yet in the last 2 weeks. So I'll do that, man. Hey, thanks for the phone call.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care, Ed. 303-713-7600, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock. Let's step aside. Going to have our market update, and then I want to talk to Janice and my other listeners hanging on. 303-713-7600, open phones. We'll continue that into the 8 o'clock hour. Anything you want to talk about, cool with me. You want to tell me your favorite campground spot? Hey, man, go ahead and do it on the radio. That's a hard thing to ask people to do, but also want to get your favorite fireworks show in Colorado. I say Central City. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Todd Parker, what do you think about traffic?
Southbound I-25, still busy downtown, but no huge delays. Volume a little bit lighter than usual for this time of morning. Eastbound 6th Avenue, still crowded. Federal up to I-25. Eastbounders on 36, a little bit sluggish after Pecos up to 25. Off those main roads, crews are still working on that accident. Colfax in Dallas. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Cal Spas has always been the place in Denver to buy hot tubs. Choose your new hot tub this week, and they'll make sure it's delivered free by July 4th. There's also great savings on gazebos, pool tables, and custom outdoor kitchens. For quality, value, and selection for over 20 years, it's Cal Spas.
This July 4th weekend at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more and get free delivery. No rebates, no hassles, no strings attached. We even have free haul-away, which combined can save you up to $79. Dishwashers, refrigerators, washers, and dryers. Save not once, but twice with 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 8th in U.S. only, see store for details.
How would you like to reduce your carbon footprint and get free electricity for a year? Now, for the first time, go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems, same as cash financing. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Did you know that rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%? Join Independent Power Systems Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Learn how to take advantage of these discounts and how to go solar now with no down and no interest. Save even more when you go solar with your neighbors. Learn how Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. Go to solarips.com/stapleton to RSVP today for the solar community event, or call 303-443-0115. Get free electricity for a year. Go solar with Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
67,000 jobs cut in June, jobless rate now at 9.5%, Michael.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, and the Dow, and the market's not liking it this morning. The Dow is down 166 and change. The NASDAQ is down 41. That's over 2% move on the NASDAQ. That's 2.25%, actually. The S&P is down 19 and a third. The Russell's down 14 and a half. That's almost 3%, 2.82% on the Russell small caps. So, yeah, the market is not liking it one darn bit. And so I think people better get on top of the finances And I wouldn't wait. If you have become complacent, and that's what has happened with most people, they become very complacent because the market has bounced here a little bit. It's a real bad time because when you get complacent, that's when you get slapped and you find, why didn't I change when I had the chance? So I would take the opportunity to come in and visit with our people at Presidential Brokerage. We've got a lot of very competent, highly intelligent people here who have been participating in the market for many, many, many years.
A good-looking crew, too, if I can add.
Well, most of them, if you don't count me.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say.
That's right.
Just kidding.
So, stop in and have a free consultation. Take a look at your portfolio with us, and we'll give you some ideas as to how you might want to change it. If you want to change it with us, fine. If you don't, we understand.
All right, and the number to call, 303-694-1600. It's the new number that gets you to everything there at Presidential Brokerage, right?
Yep, 303-694-1600.
Call any member of Michael's team there, and also you have those annuity workshops coming up on July 16th and 18th that they can call you and ask you about. They're free.
Yep, that's right, they're free.
All right, Michael. Hey, man, we won't talk to you again until next Tuesday, I understand.
Yeah, well, I'll be in Monday, but you have a good weekend.
All right.
And camp safely. Don't fall in the campfire.
I won't do it.
And keep your phone, your cell phone, out of the door jam.
Seriously, you should see my phone.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Thanks a lot, Michael. See you.
Language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software. So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943.
7:55. About 4 minutes here before the top of the hour. Let's go ahead and squeeze in one more phone call here before the top of the hour. And Janice, if you don't fit in, we can carry you through news. But we're in open phones, open topics. Anything you want to discuss is cool with me. Want to talk about Michael Jackson? Want to talk about campgrounds in Colorado? Best fireworks show? Do it with you. Also, health care and these new jobless rate, 9.5%. What do you think about that? 303-713-7600. Hey, Janice. Janice, thanks for waiting.
Sure. You're talking about 9.5%. That pretty much is the populace of the Caucasian population. In the urban corridors all over this country, it's double-digit unemployment, closer to 14% and 15%. I really wanted to address the young lady who called in and said something about how we need to be patient and wait. I actually campaigned for Barack Obama, thought he brought to us hope for a new day, and certainly it needed to be done quickly. I am sorely disappointed in everything he is about.
You are everything, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
You know, when you talk about, again, you've got a cut, let's look at this analogy. If you have a small cut on your hand, you can wait for a bandage. But when you're hemorrhaging, and that's really what's happening.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
When you're hemorrhaging in this country, you can't wait. The middle class, who is just now beginning to be hit by all of the ramifications of 20 years of the Reagan and Bush administration, is now beginning to see, but it's just a little late. We've had working people and poor people who are never discussed in this country who have been in trouble for over 20 years.
Now, yeah. What's happening to the middle class?
For the people that continue to say, let's be patient and let's wait, it just seems like we're going to need a hammer to hit us over the head before we say, oh, it's finally hitting me too.
All right. So we've had different views on this. I tend to think we need to give them a little bit of time.
Well, you probably can afford to do that. Colorado, once again, is always in a bubble. We're a very status quo place here. Needless to say, though, we've lost most of the high-paying jobs. And before it's all over again, people are going to be working in servitude of hourly wages that have been cut to minuscule of nothing.
All right, Janice,
so Colorado,
thank you.
Again, is in trouble, too. It's just a matter, again, of when we wake up. Have a good day.
Thank you. You, too. Have a good 4th of July. Open phones, open topics, anything you guys want to talk about, fill them up. I want to have full lines on the other side. If not, we'll do the best of Richard Harris all next hour. MacArthur's Park. Just kidding, guys. 303-713-7600.
no idea what to do. I was panicking.
If you're scared or confused because you owe money to the IRS, you're not alone.
I couldn't sleep. I couldn't concentrate at work.
Millions of Americans just like you owe back taxes, but you could be eligible to settle your tax debt and pay just a fraction of what you owe the IRS.
They were going to garnish my wages.
For free information, make a completely confidential call to Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235.
Then it all turned around.
We've helped Americans all over the country eliminate their tax problems for a fraction of what they owe.
That one phone call saved me thousands. What a relief.
Our experienced tax negotiators know how the IRS works, and we know what your rights are. We can help settle your tax problem the right way.
You just gotta call them.
For the free information you need on how you could solve your tax problems, call Freedom Tax Relief at 1-800-500-4235. 1-800-500-4235. That's 1-800-500-4235.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. The Dow has dropped more than 100 points in the early going. It's down 152 now. It's after the June jobless figure came in at 9.5%, up a tenth of a point to what is a 26-year high. 467,000 more people lost work last month. CBS Money Watch's Jill Schlesinger.
There were more jobs lost in the service economy and government jobs lost than had been thought. And what this report also does tell us that since the recession began, there are now 6.5 million people out of work.
Tough morning for passengers like this guy at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. The computers were not working at the United Airlines terminal.
All Terminal 1, from one end to the other, completely is just jam-packed with people.
There are delays and cancellations on United. French investigators with more details on Flight 447 that was lost far off Brazil's coast. The Airbus apparently fell vertically, was not destroyed in flight. Investigators say the pitot tubes, the speed sensors, were not the direct cause of the crash. Life vests found afterwards in the water had not been inflated, and the search for the flight recorders will go on for another week. No sign of an American soldier captured by insurgents in eastern Afghanistan. U.S. military says he went missing 2 days ago in Kabul. CBS's Mandy Clark.
They're being fairly tight-lipped about exactly what's happening. They've just confirmed that the soldier is missing. They haven't confirmed the name or where the soldier was coming from.
American forces are surging in southern Afghanistan, about 4,000, taking on insurgents, including the Taliban. Lieutenant Abe Sipe with the Marines in Helmand.
We've seen some light resistance, some small arms fire, but for the most part, the enemy has chosen to withdraw.
Four missiles were fired today by North Korea, surface-to-ship missiles, apparently. They could not cover a lot of distance. CBS's Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
These tests could continue for some time, and they could involve missiles that are have a longer range than these short-range missiles they are firing off now. But there is no indication that they are preparing to launch a missile with the range capable of reaching Hawaii or Alaska.
The DEA apparently involved now in the investigation into Michael Jackson's death. That's after some bags containing a number of medications were taken from the home that Jackson was staying in Los Angeles. Former bodyguard Mark Fittis says those who watched over the pop star and tried to intervene to discuss Jackson's drug use were kept at arm's length.
He just were getting pushed out. The doctor had such an influence over Michael that we just found our efforts were falling on deaf ears.
Again, on Wall Street, the Dow is now down 148 points after the jobless rate climbed to 9.6%, 9.5. This is CBS News.
What if summer came with a guarantee that your backyard barbecue would be free of mosquito bites? Or you'd never say, don't make me turn this car around on your road trip. Here's Sam's Club's guarantee. Join this summer and you can save enough in 90 days to more than pay for your membership. Get outstanding values on everything from travel essentials to fresh meats for the grill. You'll see the savings or wheel membership. Risk-free and guaranteed. That's how summer should be. Sign up at your local Sam's Club or samsclub.com/summer. See club for details.
This July 4th weekend at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more and get free delivery. No rebates, no hassles, no strings attached. We even have free haulaway, which combined can save you up to $79. Dishwashers, refrigerators, washers, and dryers. Save not once, but twice with 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 8th in U.S. only, see store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. They say they were punched and kicked, their heads slammed into the ground, and beaten even after they were in handcuffs. Five young men have filed lawsuits against the Denver Police Department. Their cell phone video given to 9 News. It's a plan to get more travelers into the main terminal between flights at DIA. Since 9/11, the Transportation and Safety Administration has dominated much of the space under the White Peaks in the main terminal. Airport officials want to reclaim that space. Security could be moved to ticketing and baggage areas, the Denver Post reports. The remake would be part of a bigger project that includes a new Fast Tracks train station and a hotel. And when apartment leases expire each summer in Fort Collins, people haul hundreds of couches to a CSU parking lot where they're hauled away by other people. This year, health officials have nixed the so-called sofa roundup for fear bed bugs could spread from sofas to homes and apartment complexes. Sports: Dodgers beat the Rockies 1-0 yesterday. The Rockies are off today and host the D-backs tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for some heavy pockets on both 270 as well as on 36 as you're traveling between both Denver and Boulder. That's going to be on either side of the highway. We do have a two-vehicle accident just coming in, Cherry Creek Drive South and Colorado. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 82, 83 degrees today. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently 67 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Celebrate a new high in gaming. Higher stakes and longer hours are just around the corner on July 2nd at 12:01 a.m. But don't wait until then to be a big winner. Win the new Nissan Cube July 30th. Earn entries daily playing blackjack, slots, and video poker. Call CanyonCasino.com for details.
This July 4th weekend at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more and get free delivery. No rebates, no hassles, no strings attached. We even have free haul-away, which combined can save you up to $79. Dishwashers, refrigerators, washers, and dryers. Save not once, but twice with 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 8th in U.S. only, see store for details.
Really progressing.
We progress it.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:06. We're at hour three now of the Jay Marvin Show. I'm John Turk. Been in for basically the last three weeks. It's been fun filling in. I'm just kind of holding the fort down until David Sirota gets back, and he's going to take over the reins until Jay's healthy, which hopefully, you know, will be sometime in September. Taking open calls on open topics. Anything you want to talk about, cool with me today. We've talked a lot about health care. Did you happen to see President Obama's health care talk, the town hall thing in Virginia yesterday? Do you have any thoughts on that? He's basically taking single payer off the table. Not a whole lot was said about health care and that and what his plans are, but he just says that things need to be done right away. Looks like the public option is what's wanted to be pushed now. President of the AMA is behind the public option. 303-713-7600. I opened up the show talking about my very bad, terrible, horrible day. You guys remember that book, Alexander and the Horrible, Terrible, Very Bad Day? I had one of those yesterday. And Steve, hold on. I'll be brief about this one, but you guys might find this funny. Started off where a friend of mine accidentally took a shirt. He was staying with me, took one of my favorite shirts back to Louisiana with him. He fired it back to me in the mail, ended up lost in the mail. Said he sent it back to my old address, a home that I sold to a couple. And I didn't want to go back and deal with them, but I had to go back, you know. Well, actually, my wife did it for me. What am I talking about? I didn't do it. She made a sign, went over there, said, "Did you get a package? Call us." And they did call me, so my package is in the mail on its way to me. So I dealt with that yesterday, and then I went to the grocery store, got some groceries. I had so much stuff because I'm going camping. You know, I had a bunch of chips and some firewood and ice and all that stuff. And I needed two carts to get out, and one of the baggers helped me load my car. I put my phone, because I was wearing my swimsuit for some reason, to the grocery store. Bad idea. So I didn't have any pockets. Put my cell phone down in the corner of the van there where the door closes. I was kind of filling up the side with the soda and stuff, and he was putting stuff in the back and closed the door on my cell phone. It completely smashed my phone, so now I'm kind of phoneless. I can see incoming calls. I can take calls and dial out, but I can't see contact lists, my emails, my texts, anything like that, so I got a smashed phone. Then I pick up my kid at daycare, and he's in a horrible mood, my youngest one, Carson. And he just seemed to cry about everything yesterday. And then get home, I'm getting ready to have my buddy fix my door on my van so we can camp in it this weekend. And the screws that I had, because I took off the door, I put them all together on the workbench there. And my wife was doing something, dumped out a whole bunch of screws there on the table, mixed them all together, and then had to go over to my buddy's house to try to figure out which screws went, you know, which parts went to put my door back on. That took some time. Then while we're doing that, I find two nails in my tire. Forgot to tell you about this in the 6 o'clock, but yeah, two nails. So as I'm getting ready for a camp trip now, I got to go to Tires Plus or, you know, one of those places and get a couple patches this morning before we head on the road. And then I'm home, and just everything is going wrong, you know, when it takes you twice to do anything. And Stacy gives me haircuts. She's given me a haircut last night. And then, you know, it's on the wooden floor, and all my hair's there, and I need to sweep it up. Looking for the broom in the garage, not there. Find out the kids had decided to take outside. It's kind of dark at this point. I go outside to pick up the broom and step in some dog poop. And then I'm walking back into the house, and I had closed the glass door, and I walked face first into the glass door.
That's my favorite part.
No kidding. That was the end of my day. And then I was like, you know what, Stacy? And she's laughed. She saw me walk into the glass door. She thought it was absolutely priceless. And I kind of tried to play it off cool. How do you play off cool when you walk face first into a glass door?
You really can't.
You can't. So that happened to me. I did get some good sleep. But, man, it was one of those days that just never, nothing went right for me yesterday. So I'm hoping Thursday's good. But I need your participation here in the show to make my day good. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, throw out this news item, because this is the number one story going on right now. This released today. Employers cut a larger-than-expected 467,000 jobs in June, driving the unemployment rate up to 26-year high of 9.5%, suggesting the economy's road to recovery will be bumpy. The Labor Department report released today showed that even as the recession flashes signs of easing, companies likely will want to keep a lid on costs and be wary of hiring until they feel certain the economy is on solid ground. June's payroll reductions were deeper than the 363,000 that economists expected, and average weekly earnings dropped to the lowest level in nearly a year. However, the rise in the unemployment rate from 9.4% in May wasn't as sharp as the expected 9.6%. Still, many economists predict the jobless rate will hit 10% this year and keep rising into next year before falling back. All told, 14.7 million people were unemployed in June. If you're one of those 14.7 million people, I'd like to talk to you. 303-713-7600. What's the job market like out there? We had a caller yesterday, I think it was in the 8 o'clock hour, that a 45-year-old wasn't getting paid from his job, left his job, couldn't collect unemployment, and now he said he had $2 in his pocket, was fearful of being evicted from his house yesterday. And I want to know if there's more of you like there. And what is it like out there in the job market? It's just brutal. The guy said he sent out 800 resumes. I talked to him via email yesterday. I'm going to see if I can't help him out and maybe try to find him something. But what's it like out there if you're trying to find a job, especially if you're one of these, I would say older cats, but let's say if you're over 30 years old or even over 25, is it hard to find a job out there? 303-713-7600. Also want to take calls on the best campground in Colorado. If you want to share that with me and our listeners, you can do that at 303-713-7600. Also, what's your favorite fireworks show here in Colorado? I say it in the metro area, go out to Pinehurst Country Club. I think they're still having, I'll double check that. A lot of places canceling their fireworks show. You'd think that with all the rain that things wouldn't be as dry, but yeah, it's still dry out there. 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, cool with me. You want to talk about sports? I can do that, too. Rockies, they've been on a tear and then kind of up and down. The Dodgers, man, just seem to have their number. Hate the Dodgers, my most hated team in all of baseball. I'll talk about anything you guys want to talk about today. It's cool with me. Let's go to Steve in Denver. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Kirk. How's it going?
Good, man. You? Better than yesterday so far.
You had me roaring on the floor laughing because it must have been the alignment yesterday of the planets. I ran over a bolt. And when I looked, I heard it going thump, thump, thump. I don't know. I couldn't do it if I tried to stick this bolt into my tire, you know. But that was, and then my day kind of went all wacko.
So yeah, man, it was like a domino day of just bad stuff.
You know,
Stacey, at one point, I'm like, God, is anything going to go right today? Days are like that. It's just how you react to them, John.
Yeah,
like, yeah, that's easy to say.
The thing is, when the wife's laughing at you when you walk into the window, that's worrisome to me with my wife. Usually when I have pain, she starts laughing, you know?
Yeah, I stub a toe or something. It's funny.
Yeah. Was there any gray hair in your hair when she cut it on the floor?
Oh, man, I'm going totally gray. I didn't have any gray until my kids were born. Now I'm salt and pepper, dude.
Do you ever quickly sweep it up because you don't really want to know how bad you're graying?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. Man, it's ugly, man.
And this is a word out to Obama. You know, he's the first president I've ever voted for. And, you know, just this one issue of single health payer, you know, if he takes that off the table and retreats, I will work hard to make sure that that he's unemployed right along with the rest of them. I think that for him to backtrack on that, I don't care what forces are at work there. He's got the people behind him. That really bothers me.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, it's like, that. Do we need to be bipartisan about this whole healthcare thing? Should we be trying to appease what the conservatives in the Senate and the House want?
And then the last thing I want to say is, you know, I think Michael Jackson, I've been watching some of that with Michael, and I think he was a better person than we, our society really gave him credit for. And, you know, he had a little bit on the strange side, and our society doesn't really like that, you know? I don't think he was all the monster that a lot of people painted him out to be.
I don't think so. I don't think he was never convicted of anything.
No, and you know, when you ask about, well, what did he do to the children? You know, there was never, you know, he slept with kids and took a shower, I think, was one of the allegations. But, you know, he was like a kid. I mean, if you watch him, he just never grew up, you know. Not like you would think, you know.
They're not going to have a public viewing of him now.
What's that?
I think the family said they don't want to do a public viewing.
Do they?
They don't.
Oh, they don't. The thing is, our society is like, why could you grow up like a miserable adult like the rest of us, you know?
maybe, you know, I want to stay young.
Well, mentally, I'm 11.
I am, too. I think I'm like, you know, I'm pretty juvenile at points, you know?
Well, that's why I get along with you.
And I like your sense of humor, dude. You usually come with something funny.
Hey, you have a nice 4th of July.
All right, you got it, Steve.
Goodbye.
Hey, Steve.
What's that?
What's your favorite fireworks show in Colorado?
Oh, watching my wife light off the Roman candle and it getting stuck in her hand.
We used to have Roman candle wars when we were kids, man. Loved it. Those aren't so safe anymore, man. And I'm not saying anybody should have a Roman candle war, okay?
Don't tell me you ever fired a bottle rocket at somebody.
Yeah, I've done that before, but it's been a long time.
All right.
Not since my teenage years.
Have a nice weekend.
All right, thanks. Matter of fact, I got arrested last time I lit off a pop bottle rocket, so I don't do that kind of thing anymore. 303-713-7600. Taking your phone calls, open phones, open topics, anything you want to talk about, cool with me. Darren in Lakewood, hang on, I'm going to come to you. Stuart in Aurora. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, John, how are you this morning?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I just have like one pretty simple question for you. Why on earth would anyone want to divulge on the airwaves where their favorite campground is?
I know, man. I know that's, you know. Well, give me one that you'd send people to that you don't like to go to that's kind of cool.
Well, I'll tell you one that I actually think is a municipal campground. I've never seen anything like it. It's almost like camping on a golf course with showers, laundry, everything you could possibly want. They let you drive out onto the grass, provide you with wood for your fireplace. It's amazing.
Where is this?
Downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
Spearfish, South Dakota. Love that. Love the Black Hills, man.
It is incredible. It is the nicest place. They regulate it. They don't let people trash it. It's just amazing. I think it's $19 for a site for the night, and it's just top flight. And that's far enough away that people listening probably aren't going to go running out there.
Right. Yeah, man. No, I need to make my way back up there. It's only about a, what, 7-8 hour drive to the Black Hills?
It's much closer than people think. It's actually...
It's like six?
350 miles. It's a little closer than Santa Fe.
Huh. It is closer than Santa Fe, huh?
Yep. Just
yeah, man, I need to go back up there. I got some relatives in Rapid City, too.
Yeah, South Dakota's beautiful. You know, it's just a... It's a nice getaway. It's a very different pace of life.
Yes, it is. I did some construction work out there on some mine reclamation stuff when I just got out of college, and we stayed in Deadwood and loved it.
Yeah, that's the downside you just mentioned is when, you know, when it's biker week and all that stuff, it gets a little more crowded. Not that the people are, there's no problem that way, but it's just a little more crowded. If you can go there when they're not doing all the biker rallies, it's a little bit nicer.
For sure. All right. Hey, Stuart, thanks a lot, man. Anything else you want to talk about?
Not so much, John. I usually get pretty fired up politically, but not this morning.
Yeah, I want to have a little fun today. I'm trying to have fun with people. I want to talk about Central City, gambling, if you're going to go up and play craps.
Oh, God. You know what? It's amazing. We're going to end up with high-rises taller in Central City than they have downtown.
Yeah.
I start talking about building 35.
I tell you, it does look kind of weird when you roll through that canyon, then you come around that corner and you see all those, you see the Ameristar and all those, like, you know, 15-story buildings sitting right there in the middle of Clear Creek Canyon. Yeah, it's kind of crazy looking, isn't it?
It's pretty weird. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where sometimes we have to sacrifice some of nature. So if we're sacrificing Blackhawk and Central City and, you know, concentrating this sort of activity there and letting it be sort of an eyesore and a disaster, then if that spares the rest of the Front Range, I'm all for it.
All right. Stuart, good call, man. Thanks for the suggestion. I need to make my way back up to the Black Hills. 303-713-7600. I want to take your calls. I'm looking for some people that are unemployed out there. Give me a shout. I want to know what the job market's like out there. If you're having trouble finding a gig. I had a caller yesterday. Over 800 resumes sent out. Three face-to-face interviews, still doesn't have a job. 45-year-old. If you're one of these guys over 30 looking for a new career or even over 40, I want to hear from you at 303-713-7600. I also got what some of you may think is a cool call. I'll do it on the other side of the break, but it's one of my family members is going to join the show. My mother. I wonder what she has to say. Can't wait to hear from you, Mom. Hold on just a couple minutes, all right? 303-713-7600. Open topics, open phones. Come on, get in here, people. Don't make me play MacArthur's Park. I will do it. Or else I'll come up with something worse, like some old Barbra Streisand. 303-713-7600. 822. Todd Parker, what does traffic look like right now?
For the most part, it's a pretty good trip as you're making your way around Denver. Going to find some slowdowns, but no huge delays in those usual spots like I-25 downtown. Looks like westbound 36 starting to get busier, Sheridan to Wadsworth. Eastbound C-470 Broadway up to I-25. Off those main roads, got a crash, Cherry Creek Drive south in Colorado. Outside the metro, I-70 dry and clear from Denver to and through Summit County. I'm Todd Parker, AM-760 for Talk.
What can you do to help soothe a crying baby? Rocking her, hold her close.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hello again. I'm Mr. Money from the Lodge Casino, here to tell you about our new games, higher betting limits, and extended hours. There's nothing like the excitement of a craps table. It's fast-paced fun and easy to learn. Another casino favorite, roulette, spins many ways to win. Plus, now you can play all the newest slots, from pennies all the way to $100, 24 hours a day. It's all at the friendliest place to play.
Lodge Casino.
This summer, Comcast presents Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal in Locked and Loaded.
Ben, will you please keep up?
I'm sorry, Shaq. I had my horse in reverse.
We got to let them know about Comcast's Locked and Loaded HD triple play offer.
And this really is a fantastic offer. Just $99 a month when you lock in for 2 years. That is big savings.
And the package is loaded. You get faster internet, unlimited nationwide calling, and free HD. And if that wasn't enough, it includes HBO.
You also get $100 cash back and a free HD DVR for 6 months. I feel like we've been riding forever.
Nah, it's only been about 30 seconds.
Oh.
The new Comcast HD Triple Play offer. With HBO included, a free HD DVR for 6 months and $100 cash back. All for only $99 a month for 2 years. But hurry, this offer ends July 12th. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Restrictions apply. Minimum term contract and early termination fee apply. Regular rates apply after promo. Equipment installation, taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra. Cashback requires activation within 30 days and account in good standing.
10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 8th and U.S. only, see store for details.
What if summer came with a guarantee that your backyard barbecue would be free of mosquito bites? Or you'd never say, "Don't make me turn this car around," on your road trip? Here's Sam's Club's guarantee. Join this summer and you can save enough in 90 days to more than pay for your membership. Get outstanding values on everything from travel essentials to meats for the grill. You'll see the savings or we'll refund your membership. Risk-free and guaranteed. That's how summer should be. Sign up at your local Sam's Club or samsclub.com/summer. See club for details.
If the governor of South Carolina had been a Democrat, from my perspective, nothing would have changed.
Ed Schultz.
This man's not fit to serve. I mean, when you're taking a trip out of the country for days, this is not a moment of infidelity. That is a commitment to giving the public the finger. That's a commitment to act in a fraudulent manner while taking a paycheck from the state. That's what he's doing.
The Ed Schultz Show.
He cheated on the people.
Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AP6, John Turk in for Jay Marvin on the Jay Marvin Show. Listen to some tracks from the new Widespread Panic Vault release. It's from April 1996. Just released last Tuesday. Really good CD, live stuff, 3 discs. Had to go out and buy that last a couple days ago. So, going to play a little bit of that. Got some Drive-By Truckers as well as some other music I want to play for you this morning. Some North Mississippi All-Stars coming up, too. We're in open phones. Anything you want to talk about, I want to get you in here. Just trying to have some fun here on the last day of the week for me. I won't be back until Tuesday. I got Friday and Monday off. So, taking your phone calls, 303-713-7600. Mom?
Hi, John.
Hi, Mom.
Are you afraid of this call?
Yeah. Should I be?
No, I would not do that. Hey, I was just, you know, I've been listening to you, and I'm so proud, of course.
Oh, thank you, Mom.
You bet, sweetie. But, you know, I was talking to Stacy this morning, and she told me that you had more phone problems.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've heard this week all about your, you know, the phone in the cooler. If you think about karma, let's go back to the days that we were in Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And who by accident put your phone into the cooler?
Well, listen to what's happened to me with the phones. All right, and if I'll go back to Orange, we went to Orange Beach, Alabama in April.
I did that to you.
I flew my mother and my 3 kids and me and Stacy down there. So she kind of babysat while we went to see some Widespread Panic shows. Which, Mom, thank you again so much for doing that.
Absolutely, it was fun.
And we're hanging out on the beach, and I have one of those little soft cooler things, and I have my phone in the side pocket. And some beers and some Capri Suns for the kids in it and, you know, some water and stuff. And Mom's like, wow, what's that phone doing out there? And threw it in the cooler. It was full of water. So that destroyed my phone. It didn't destroy it. I had to let it dry out for about 5-6 days. And then it worked again. But did you hear what I did to Stacy's phone a couple weeks ago?
That's why I'm saying this is karma, because you were not happy with me. Remember?
I was not happy with you. I didn't give you a hard time.
Well, a little bit.
No, I didn't. I thought I handled it very well.
Well, you know, yes, you did, kind of.
I thought I handled it well. I didn't get mad.
Oh, okay. Well, I just thought...
See, well, I knew I should have feared this phone call.
when I heard that it ended up in a cooler, you doing that to Stacy's phone, I thought...
Well, it didn't end up in the cooler. It was on the side, in that little side pocket that you pulled mine out of and threw it in the cooler. That same cooler, I went to throw out the ice that was in it and the water, and the phone was still on the side, and it flew off my balcony and hit the concrete below. Yeah, funny, isn't it? Meanwhile, my camera got destroyed, too, on Memorial Day. I left it out in the rain.
I don't know. Maybe we could make something really big out of this and do some woo-woo.
Okay. Can you play a small violin for me, Mom, today?
I will. And what's the spiritual message behind this? What is the universe trying to tell you, honey?
Karma's a...
Anyway, I just wanted to call. I was just cracking up a bit, and then I heard about... You at the grocery store?
Yeah, that stunk. And you know what can I do? I can't say anything to the guy that slammed it in there. It was my fault for setting it in a stupid place. And Stacy's like, maybe you're having some misplacement problems. Like, seriously, Stacy, that's me right now. My phone's broken. You've misplaced my screws.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Thing, quit telling the secret about Blackhawk's fireworks, because we want to be able to get places every year there.
Well, go early.
Yeah,
we always are last minute. We always seem to get there right when it's dark.
I know.
I'm going to miss it this year. I know you're kind of mad because I'm not coming up to the cabin to hang out.
Oh, you know, other thing. But listen, my dear, I've got to go. But I am proud of you, and you have a good time. And be nice to all your listeners, okay?
You got it. Mom, okay. I love you.
Love you too, honey.
All right, bye.
Bye.
303-713-7600. Deb Turk getting in there. She's super cool. I got the greatest mom in the world. And my kids have the greatest mom in the world. So two of the greatest moms in the world in my family. 303-713-7600. Trent on a cell phone. Trent, thanks for hanging on, man.
Mr. John Turk.
Yo.
What's going on?
Nothing. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
This is a little blast from the past, but it's Trent Brotherton.
Hey, man. Good to hear from you.
Good for, yeah, man. I'm just like your mom. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I didn't know if I should take that phone call or not.
I wouldn't have.
Just don't bring up what I used to do in high school, Trent, and we'll be just fine, okay?
Hey, okay, you do the same thing.
All right.
We'll just keep it cool, all right?
You got it, man. You got it.
Hey, man, I like the music selection you're doing there, too. That's I'm going to be purchasing that myself here very shortly.
Yeah, it's a very good triple disc CD, man.
Yeah, so check this out. I'm unemployed.
Okay.
Which,
and Trent, you're probably, what, you're 35 now?
What's that?
How old are you, 35?
Yeah, 35. And I'm actually recently unemployed. And this, I gotta tell you, man, at least there's the positives that we live in probably the greatest city in the world. And, you know, we've got probably not as bad of a situation as a lot of people are facing.
Yeah, Colorado is actually a little better than most of the states unemployment-wise is what the numbers show.
What they're showing, but I tell you, man. It's
but the reality is, yeah, it's ugly out there, isn't it?
It's not pretty. That's for sure. You know, like I said, it's been maybe about 2 weeks. I got laid off from my job. My company was bought out. The whole, you know, world of that type of fun stuff, where you think maybe you might have an opportunity with a new company, and they
bring in their own folks,
hot air, and then you know they're like, okay, once they use you to their advantage, they let you go.
Yeah, once they get the thing set up for the transition, then they don't need you anymore, right?
Yep. And so anyway, you know, I saw it was something that was going to happen. And I've been trying to, you know, the sad thing is, check this out. You know, I filed for unemployment. I got that going, which is kind of nice, but definitely doesn't do anything for you to survive. But,
yep.
I'm trying to apply for jobs that you're supposed to do. You got to do about five resumes a week, contacts. You know, to keep it going. Then you got to register on the connectingcolorado.com website and all that stuff. I do a search for finding jobs that fit my criteria, and every single time I do a search, it's zero jobs found.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, you're like, okay, well, this, I would have, you know, this helps.
So what are you doing? What are you doing? I mean, have you sent out a ton of resumes, or what kind of work are you looking for, Trent?
Yeah, you know, my background's in marketing and, advertising, and I've done some, you know, advertising sales, mainly in print and web. had a little bit of out-of-home advertising sales, but, you know, I couldn't tell you. Probably harder in industry than advertising sales, obviously, as most people know. It's rough going for marketing budgets right now.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know what, though, man? One of our listeners, Mary, sent me an email yesterday and brought this up. With these casinos now going 24/7 and the new stakes and all that, man, there's a ton of job employment opportunities up there in Central City and Black Hawk.
Yeah, it's just
and I'm sure in advertising as well and marketing.
Yeah, you know they've actually bolstered their budgets tremendously. You know, but I think that's going to be a shot in the pants. I mean, I've worked in the tourism industry quite a bit through an ad agency as well as through. Well, what I sold advertising for was the official visitor's guide to Denver, Colorado, and. You know, everybody knows casinos tend to they're flash in the pants type place. Especially, you know, we'll see how much.
Well, hopefully this makes Central City a little more hip because it hasn't been a whole lot of fun, to be honest with you.
Yeah, this is going to bolster that a lot, but I think it's going to be more of a trendy fad type thing.
This lasts maybe a year or two.
Yeah.
We'll see, man. Only time will tell. But
yeah.
So it's tough going out there, man. When you look for people looking for jobs and marketing and ad. Sales and stuff like that, man, you're getting zero.
You know, but, you know, this is also a great time for nonprofits in the fact that people are looking because it's not easy for nonprofits to raise money and gain sponsorship dollars. And that's actually something that I've been, you know, kind of finding, you know, that I have a little bit more passion for. I have a situation with my son, you know, who's gone through a lot of things in his life and so, you know, that's kind of the thing I'm kind of aiming for. You know, you see a lot of job openings and that type of thing. So maybe it's time for a career change, you know.
Yeah, man, that's what people, you know, career changes, even when you're 35. But we've had people calling that are 50, 55, 60 years old that are trying to go through career change, you know.
Well, that's the tough thing, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, I feel, I mean, even for your mom and my mom and, you know, I don't know if your mom still works, but, you know.
She still works.
My mom, I think, would probably retired about 2 or 3 years. You know, she might be retired right now if it wasn't for what was going on. She knows now that she needs to keep working to try to salvage some of her retirement.
Yeah, like people our age, their folks lost a lot of it, you know, in the market in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's rough, man.
Yeah. Well, Trent, man, I wish you the best, dude.
Check this out. The positive side is, well, I just dropped my wife off at the airport. She's headed out for a little getaway, and I'm taking my son to a little music class. We're going to go bang on some drums together.
You're going to go bang on some drums?
Yeah.
Sweet, man. We got to hang out sometime, Trent, and catch up, dude.
I know, man. I know.
I haven't seen you since high school, man.
It's been a long, long time, but I was so excited that I was out on the road this morning, and I kind of knew that you were on the air, so I was like, I got to give this guy a call.
No, man, I'm glad you did, dude.
I have to chime in on unemployment. What's up with that?
No, please call me anytime, man. I'll be on next week as well.
All right, great, John. Hey,
all
man,
right, Trent.
Awesome,
good luck
dude.
To you, man. I'll shoot you a message on Facebook as well, and I wish you the best, dude. We'll find you a job.
All right, man.
All right, bro.
Talk to you later.
Take care. 303-713-7600. Sorry about the wait here, Bob and Darren. I want to get your phone calls. Talk to my mom and an old high school buddy there in that segment. 303-713-7600. Having fun here on Thursday. Anything you want to talk about? My mom's busting my chops for naming Central City as my favorite fireworks show in Colorado. Can't we share thing? 303-713-7600, 837. Todd Parker, share with us what's going on with traffic right now.
The highway drives pretty good shape right now. I'm going to find some heavy pockets along I-25 on both sides of DU. C-470 busy along the foothills, but not slow, so that's good news. Cruiser cleaned up that accident, Cherry Creek Drive south. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day, relatively speaking, with a high of about 82, 83 degrees. That's about 10 degrees cooler than it was yesterday. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently, 69 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
July is the time to buy. Mile High Harley Davidson of Aurora and Parker has a great selection of new and used motorcycles. From touring bikes to softails and Dynas to Sportsters, their sales department will help everyone ride home on the motorcycle of their dreams. See MileHighHarley.com for details.
They want all the parts in place because we're Democrats. It's what we do.
Now at the Home Depot, take 20% off the price of all Makita Power Tool Combo Kits. Contractor-grade tools at serious savings. That's money you can put toward new drill bits and saw blades, or even lumber or drywall, which you'll make really fast work of with the new Makita Combo Kit you grabbed for 20% off.
More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 8th, U.S. only. See store for details.
8031. That's 303-600-8031 or online at aldenroofing.com. Alden Roofing, generations of renovations.
Are you receiving monthly checks from a lawsuit you won? Are you having trouble paying your bills every month because the settlement money you're getting just isn't enough? Well, there is a way you can get the cash you need now in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. Find out how you can turn your future structured settlement payments into the cash you need now to get free of your credit card debt, to meet your rising mortgage payments, to pay your medical bills and other expenses. If you're receiving payments from a lawsuit, call Peachtree Settlement Funding. For your free information, call now 1-800-200-2401. You have bills piling up that need to be paid now, so why wait any longer? Get the future money you have coming to you now when you need it most. For your free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-200-2401. That's 1-800-200-2401. 1-800-200-2401.
In recent health news, demand continues to soar for a fast-acting diet supplement. In fact, thousands of callers clog phone lines trying to get it. It's called Apitrem, and it's clinically shown to get remarkable results without dieting or adding exercise. The company is so confident people will get results that they're releasing free bottles of Apitrem for the next 48 hours. A national hotline has been set up so you can find out how to get your free bottle. The number is 1-800-500-4452. Free bottles will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Why the excitement over Apitrem? Because it contains an amazing all-natural ingredient that's been shown to help control hunger safely. In a clinical study, 100% of participants who used Apitrem as directed lost weight or inches without changing their diet or adding exercise. Current supplies are limited, so consumers who don't call in the next 48 hours may have to wait until more Apitrem is available. For your free bottle, call 1-800-500-4452. 1-800-500-4452.
Starting January 2009, the IRS has announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay their back taxes. The Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000, some owe several million. And my staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients, period. 50% tax debt reductions, 90%. Not unusual, but you've got to have the expertise and the relationships with the IRS. That's where we come in. This leniency will end. Anyone who's put off dealing with the IRS should take advantage, settle for less while they can.
Call the attorneys at Nationwide at 800-947-0828. For your free consultation, call 800-947-0828. Call 800-947-0828 now.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Kate. I'm in a good mood now. Look, North Mississippi All-Stars, live from the Fox Theater. Boulder. Sweet. Thank you, Kate. Drop me a few little lines. Drop me a line here at 303-713-7600. Your phone calls, open phones, anything you want to talk about, let's do it. Bob in Westminster has been hanging, Darren, too. I'm going to get you in just a second, Darren. What's up, Bob?
John?
Yeah.
Well, yesterday is the kind of day that you wouldn't want to be on what they call a live ordnance removal team.
Exactly. Man, anyway. I tell you, it was a bad one, dude.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had to, I could tell you about
it. We all have those, right?
Like anyway, my message to you on my email, if you don't find a camping spot, still stands. Hello?
Is that right? Yeah, I'm here.
Remember what I told you on the invitation on the email?
Of course.
Can't find a spot. I'm sitting in my garden right now trying to figure what I need to do next. But anyway, kind of something in my golf style these days.
So you can camp there in that open space in Westminster, huh?
Well, actually, if my property were kind of shaped up, I have 3.5 acres in Deer Creek Canyon that's got a great place to camp.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, we're going to head up 285 and find it. It's one of our favorite spots. We're going to go look for it, and if it's not there, we may go up Guanella Pass and look for something.
Well, anyway, that's the
best. Yeah, man, I'd love to look you up sometime. Then we'll go play golf, too.
Yeah, right. And the thing about it is that on this health care thing, you know, We don't actually have any official titles, you know, like they did in Europe, like aristocracy. But I think Congress and the Senate in particular, they're like the lords and the vassals, and we're all just the serfs, and they're not at all willing to give us anything like they've got. And it's just too bad we can't cut them off.
Yeah, how do we cut them off?
I don't know.
And the politicians don't seem willing to cut them off.
Well, the thing of it is, they represent us, and they seem to cease to forget the fact that they represent us, and I don't know what...
And these insurance companies donate to both Democrats and Republicans, so no matter who gets elected...
Well, the insurance companies aren't... The insurance companies really should not even have a say in a lot of that, because the thing of it is, right now, it's like a big Ponzi scheme. Now it's becoming more and more like, with this whole rescission thing, is that if you actually try to use your health insurance, then basically they're going to drop in. The other thing, too, and people don't really understand this. My wife and I were talking about it the other day, and she used to work for Blue Cross. I mean, the thing of it is, when people are using their health insurance and they work for this employer and they have a group plan, the insurance company tags those people, and they kind of let that employer know that they don't like them using that plan.
Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with that.
The thing is, they can end up telling the employer to fire you because they don't want you on their plan.
Yep, they're looking for healthy employees around the country.
The thing is that right?
No, it's not right. When you have companies like United going around and wondering whether an employee is obese or smoking, I think it's a problem.
You know, one of the big things is, you know, not only with health care, is employers now can look in your credit report, and if they have a good credit report or you've been behind on your bills, you know, they don't want to hire you. And it's like, why should they have your credit report? I mean, you need a job to pay your bills. I mean, so there's a lot of good stuff going on out there.
Yeah, it is. Bob, you spent how many years in the Department of Labor?
24, and I know all. I mean, this whole employment thing that employers have foisted on your generation about, you know, job careers and career changes, that's the biggest fraud. That's a fraud. We don't have any employment policy. It's called what I call a job destruction economy, not a job creation economy. And that's because the employers want it that way.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, great call, man.
Have a nice holiday.
Hey, thanks a lot. And I am going to respond to your emails. It's just been a great yesterday. I had things cavalcating, spiraling downward. All right, dude. Have a good fourth. 303-713-7600. Darren in Lakewood. Hey, Darren.
Hey.
Hey. Nothing. What's up, bud?
Nothing much. I hadn't called you since you were producing. You did a great job.
Hey, thank you, Darren. I appreciate that.
And best to Jay.
Yeah, man. I'll tell him you said hey.
Yeah. Good dude.
Yeah, for sure. He's getting better. He's getting better, too. And David Schroeder's going to be back in about 10 days.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're going to...
I'm going to step back into my role of producing and doing traffic and running the board.
Oh,
and that's
cool.
Fine. That's fine by me, man. I'll do whatever they need me to do here. I'm happy to have a job. Daryl, are you listening?
Jack of all trades. I was just... actually, I just called to say, you know, thank you for stepping in and, you know, doing a great job.
Darren, I appreciate it,
you
man.
Know, it's obviously not that... I mean, it's tough.
It's a tough gig, man. It can be stressful. And I've taken a beating on the AM760 forum. And so I can't even go back and read that thing because I'm my own. My boss just came in here and sprayed the BS repellent on me. That's funny.
Dude, you're like stepping up like nobody's business.
I appreciate it, man. It's, you know, it's stressful. And I said, I'm my own worst critic. And when I went and looked on that AM760 forum board, man, it's just like, oh, God, I suck.
Yeah, don't,
and I just can't do that. I just, you know, can't read that stuff. That place is for negative creeps, just by the way.
Leave that alone.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Darren. I appreciate that, man.
It was cool with your mom calling.
Yeah. I got a cool mom. She's mad at me because I'm not going to Central City to hang out with her at the cabin. Instead, I'm going camping with some friends and my kids.
She's got the same demeanor as my mom does.
Well, she's super cool. She works with developmentally disabled adults. And I know there's a story this morning, and I know it's something that you hold dear to your heart as well, that these cuts to Medicaid may affect developmentally disabled adults or developmentally disabled people in general.
Yeah.
Which I think is a shame.
Well, I could get into that. And
No, I know, Darren.
You know me with the Men 51.
Yeah, what were we thinking, man? What were we thinking? All right, Darren. Well, it's great to hear from you, man. Call me again. I'll be on next week, okay?
All right, brother.
All right, man. Have a great weekend. Happy 4th.
You.
Bye-bye. 303-713-7600. Gwen, hang on. Van, hang on. I want to talk to you. Tony's next, though. Hey, Tony.
Hey, yo, what's up, John?
Nothing, man. How you doing?
Not too bad. I'm on my way to work. I wanted to let y'all know that Vandermeer Speedway has a pretty good fireworks display, but the best thing about it is that you get to see everything going on across the city.
Yeah, you probably have a really good view of every fireworks show on the metro, don't you?
Phenomenal view.
You know, I've been at Red Rocks on the 4th of July, and you can see stuff from the very top there going on in the city. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so you get to see, like, heck, man, like 10, 15 different fireworks displays. It's really, really cool, and you get to see the fast cars going. And
so there's an event going on there as well on Saturday, too.
Every 4th of July. Like 2-3 weeks ago, like Big O Tires had free tickets out. So I don't know if they got any left or not, but that's where we picked ours up last year and this year.
Huh.
So you can't turn it into a freebie for the family.
Well, I tell you what, that may be something, and that's close, man. I like kind of seeing, I remember I used to drive on ice on the 4th of July. I used to cruise the elevated portion of I-70 just to see all the different fireworks show going on south, east, and west. And that was kind of like my viewpoint. You know, I was going on I-70, the elevated portion. But now, man, I may go up there to Bandimere maybe next year.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time.
We may miss out.
They celebrate the troops and, you know, all that good stuff. So it's a very good setup they got rolling up there.
Cool. Yeah, I've never been too impressed with the whole Coors Field fireworks show. I don't know. I just don't think it's that great.
I haven't seen that one yet, so.
All right, Tony. Well, have a good 4th of July, man. Thanks for calling me, dude, and hanging on.
Party on, Wayne.
I appreciate it. You got it. Party on, Garth. 303-713-7600. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. Gwen, Van, and Frank want to talk to you. Hold on. We'll get to your phone calls here after Todd Parker takes a look at traffic for us.
For the most part, the Denver drive started to break loose quite nicely. We'll find some heavy pockets on 225, like right around Colfax, as well as on C-470, that on the approach to Broadway. Off those main roads, they've cleaned up that accident, Cherry Creek Drive south in Colorado. There's also some construction zones to be aware of. Crews are working on County Line between University and Colorado until about 5 this afternoon. They're also doing their thing on Colfax, Kipling to Sheridan. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Goodyear has the tires for summer fun. Get up to $100 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of 4 select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. It's a great time to buy tires. Ask your retailer about a special financing offer. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply.
You got people who are working 2 and 3 jobs. You got half of all kids in America coming home to an empty.
Go solar now and get free electricity for a year. Learn how to take advantage of rebates and tax incentives that reduce the cost of solar by up to 60%. Now for the first time. Go solar with no down and no interest for up to 18 months with independent power systems same as cash financing. Learn how. Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. That's Wednesday, July 15th, 7 p.m. at the Westerly Creek Elementary School. RSVP at solarips.com/stapleton.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center is working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Interstate is quiet right now. Speed limit right.
All of the things you expect from this radio station, traffic, free music, support for community events and causes, are in danger. If Congress passes the performance tax, go to SaveYourRadio.org and tell your congressman to just say no to the performance tax and support the Local Radio Freedom Act. A message from this station and the NAB.
That's 800-303-9218. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 800-303-9218. That's 800-303-9218. Again, 800-303-9218.
Mm-hmm.
7 minutes here before 9 o'clock, taking your phone calls, open phones, anything you want to talk about cool with me for the next hour and 7 minutes till we step aside for the Ed Schultz program. 303-713-7600. Taking your phone calls on anything. Let's go to Gwen on a cell phone. Hey, Gwen. Good Thursday to you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. You?
Great.
Good.
We really appreciate you holding us live and local here on the station. It's much better than replays from somebody else. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I think it's important to keep it live and local.
It sure is. I just am bouncing back to immigration since that came up again yesterday.
Right.
Have I got a movie for you and Jay and David?
Okay.
It's an independent. It was at the Sundance Film Festival, an Amnesty International Film Prize winner, and it's called Sleep Dealer.
Sleep Dealer?
Yeah.
Okay, what's it about?
It's about how America is so casual about bringing in or using immigrant labor that this young filmmaker, being the techie generation, has made it a virtual border and virtual immigrants.
Really?
It is stunning.
Huh.
It'll keep you awake.
All right, awesome. I always like movie suggestions.
Yeah, well, June 5th it opened at Cinema Latino in Aurora at 777 Peoria, but I don't know by now if it's still there or not. But if they can get it, we can probably get it through Netflix and Blockbuster.
Right, yeah, I'll check out Netflix.
Yeah, but Sleep Dealer, it'll just rattle your cage.
Cool.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Gwen, anything else you want to hit on? Where's your favorite fireworks show in Colorado? Or do you not want to share that with me?
Oh, gosh. I live on Green Mountain, and you were talking about Vandermeer.
Yeah, so you see it all from up there, don't you?
I go over to the grade school playground, and I can look behind me and see Vandermeer, and in front of me and see all of the Denver Valley.
So oh, sweet.
I don't even know some of them exactly who they are.
Right.
I just look at them.
Oh, neat. Well, I hope you have a great 4th of July, Gwen.
Yeah, go breathe some fresh air for me.
Yeah, I will. It's going to be nice to get out of the city. I just hope where I'm going isn't going to be too crowded.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it will be, though.
Probably.
And hopefully the road is okay, because I know it can be pretty brutal, and we've had a lot of rain, and dirt roads don't mix.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, have a great
one,
though.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
303-713-7600. Got a couple open lines. Going to talk to Van in Boulder. Frank on the Western Slope, hang on. I'm going to try to squeeze you before 9, but Van, you're first.
Yeah. So, hey, how's it going? I got to tell you, I've been enjoying your show.
Have you, Van? Thank you, sir.
Well, you know, I mean, I've done it a couple of times, and I know how hard it is. And, you know, you're taking on a four-hour drive time slot, you know. It's a beast, man.
Right. It is a beast.
You know, so.
And this week, man, I swear to God, it's felt like I've been pushing a boulder uphill, man. Everybody's on vacation or something.
Well, you know,
or maybe my tops have sucked, and I'm just not being fair.
You're doing fine. You know, it's fine. You know, I think part of it is too is that you know you got pretty good reason behind most of what you're saying. So they got to go over to the forum and complain where they don't have to confront.
Yeah, there's a bunch of negative bombers over there, man.
Yeah. But the reason I was calling is that I've been so dissatisfied with Obama and the Democrats that I've switched my affiliation back to unaffiliated. And, you know, and part of what the motivation is I gave so much money during the last two cycles.
I know you worked hard, Van, in 06 and 08. I know you did because you used to call us and tell us about what you were doing.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and I did a lot of work and I'm still on the calling list. So, you know, I gave so much money that like Mark Udall calls me to get money from me directly. Okay. You know, so I got on to, you know, so I got on to some of the elite, you know, lists.
Right.
You know, and
Van, I got 60, so go ahead, man.
Okay, I got a call the other day. I told them to piss off.
From the Udall's office?
Yeah.
Okay.
No more, you know. And,
leave me alone. Take me off your call list.
It was Bennett's office. You know, so somehow he got a hold of the list. And he's
you think Udall might have shared the list?
Could be.
Yeah. I wouldn't
anyway,
be surprised.
Anyway, I changed my affiliation. I'm now an unaffiliated voter. I'm not giving the Dems another penny. We'll see how they do this cycle. And I just recommend that everybody, you know, let them know now. Maybe they can recover and get us back in the fold. But we gave them the wins in 06 and 08. And
yeah.
We need to let them know that, hey,
this is what we voted for. I was saying that yesterday and the day before.
Yeah, this is crap.
It is crap.
All right.
Hey, Van. Bill Maher. You'll like this. Go check out Bill Maher's webpage and his little thing about Democrats or the new Republicans. I think you should check it out.
At least Republicans stick together and have some guts.
Yeah. Well, check it out, man. 303-713-7600. We'll be back with your phone calls.
Want to take your business to the next level? Win $5,000 in advertising for your business.
Probably the best idea I have ever had.
AM 760 is offering a small business stimulus package to give your company the kickstart that it needs. Register now on AM760.net.
Do you want to look 10 years younger? Don't think it's possible? Well, we're about to change everything you think you know about aging. Because we're giving away $1 million worth of our revolutionary anti-aging facial cream. You could take years off your appearance with every jar. Just call 1-800-600-8412 and we'll send you a free trial. Hydroxytone works because it revitalizes cells underneath the skin surface, giving you fresher, younger-looking skin. Hydroxytone's proven ingredients visibly erase wrinkles and tighten skin, removing years from your appearance, allowing you to look up to 10 years younger. This is our biggest giveaway ever, because we're not only giving away $1 million worth of our age-defying cream, we're also going to give the first 100 lucky callers a free bonus gift with the risk-free trial. So call now for your free trial and free gift. Don't miss out. Look up to 10 years younger when you call 1-800-600-8412. That's 1-800-600-8412.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Unemployment blips higher to 9.5%.
It shows June is still a very tough month for the job market.
PNC Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman on joblessness hitting a 26-year high.
About the only area where jobs are growing is in the education and medical field. Other than that, no region and basically no profession has been spared these layoffs.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. The Obama administration has a grim take on these latest jobless numbers. White House economist Jared Bernstein offered this assessment in an interview with CBS News.
The American people, American working families, are still hurting as the job market remains in the grips of a tough recession.
The administration still predicts unemployment will hit 10% later this year. While Bernstein notes that the rate of job losses has declined somewhat, he says less bad is not good enough. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
One more positive snapshot of the economy comes from the Commerce Department. Factory orders climbed 1.2%. That's better than forecasters had expected, and the biggest gain in nearly a year. Well, the U.S. military says it is using every resource to try to find an American soldier captured by Taliban insurgents in eastern Afghanistan on Tuesday. To the south in Helmand Province, thousands of U.S. Marines launching an offensive aimed at dislodging the Taliban from one of their strongholds. From Kabul, CBS's Mandy Clark reports.
This is the beginning of Operation Khanjar. The mission will see more troops and resources than ever before in Afghanistan. Their goal is to take back the Taliban-controlled region of Helmand, not only by clearing out insurgents from villages, but also protecting civilians and restoring their institutions.
The North Koreans have been at it again. CBS News correspondent David Martin reports Pyongyang has launched a new round of missile tests.
So far, the U.S. can confirm that there have been four short-range missiles fired from the east coast of North Korea into the Sea of Japan.
The North has threatened to test launch long-range missiles toward Hawaii, perhaps on the 4th of July. Pakistani police say at least eight people have been killed in two separate bomb attacks today. Authorities say the deadliest occurred in Rawalpindi, a garrison city and home to the headquarters of Pakistan's military. In that attack, a suicide bomber on a motorcycle crashed into a bus carrying government workers. It has been a traveler's nightmare at O'Hare Airport. United Airlines says a computer crash at snarl flights at its hub has now been fixed. But WBBM traffic reporter Chris Habermel says it's going to be a mess for a while.
There's a half dozen regional jets from United Express that are in what we call the penalty box. They haven't even made the gate yet. So remain aware, O'Hare is going to take time to recover.
United's advice, check your flight status before you leave for the airport. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 165 points and the NASDAQ about 41. This is CBS News.
See your local Hummer dealer and test drive the midsize Hummer H3 or the capable H3T, Four Wheeler Magazine's 2009 Pickup Truck of the Year. So gear up for summer and take advantage of attractive offers. Do you owe back taxes, being audited, have several years of unfiled returns? The former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help solve your tax problem today. Call 866-694-4019. That's 866-694-4019. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
Now at the Home Depot, take 20% off the price of all Makita Power Tool Combo Kits. Contractor-grade tools at serious savings. That's money you can put toward new drill bits and saw blades, or even lumber or drywall, which you'll make really fast work of with the new Makita Combo Kit you grabbed for 20% off. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through July 8th, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. DIA could get a $1 billion makeover. Airport managers are looking at moving security screening outside the main terminal Great Hall. That would give passengers waiting to change planes a chance to come into the main terminal and spend money at the shops there. If you're planning to fly out of DIA on United today, better call ahead. The airline's reporting computer problems this morning that are delaying flights in and out of Chicago. Expanded hours, higher stakes, and new games at Colorado's casinos went into effect at midnight. Not everyone is happy about it.
There's a small percentage of the population that will be harmed by this.
Compulsive gambling counselor Nancy Lance says even though the state has allocated more money for groups like Gamblers Anonymous, she foresees problems. And a judge is expected to rule next week whether former University of Colorado professor Ward Churchill should get his job back. That after a jury concluded he was wrongly fired for an essay comparing 9/11 victims to Nazis. In sports, the Rockies fell to the Dodgers, 1-0 the final score. They're off today and host the D-backs tomorrow night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a bad drive as you're out and about. No wrecks or stalls to get in your way. However, there are some heavy pockets on I-25 downtown on 36 between Denver and Boulder, as well as on C-470, especially on the eastbound side right around Broadway. A little bit sluggish there. Construction crews are working on 76 both sides of the highway right around 96, as well as on I-70 between Kipling and Wadsworth. Again, they'll be doing their thing on both sides of the highway. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 83 degrees today. Currently, already 70. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Time for a brand new season of America's Got Talent on NBC. They'll have to overcome what's being dubbed the Susan Boyle effect after their Britain's Got Talent brothers uncovered someone who became, undoubtedly, the biggest reality star ever and a household name all around the world. Judge Piers Morgan has been quoted as saying that singing sensation Susan Boyle has laid the gauntlet down to America.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
24 world-renowned chefs, each battling for the title Top Chef Master. Yes, Bravo's Top Chef has a spin-off show, and it's just as tasty as the original. This time, though, the chefs don't have to live together. They just have to cook together, against each other, navigating waters similar to those experienced by their less experienced Top Chef predecessors. These guys are pros, though, so it should all be smooth sailing, right?
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
After a legal battle which lasted almost a full year, Project Runway is set to return to screens in August. The main difference will be its location. Instead of airing on Bravo, Season 6 of Runway will have a new home, Lifestyle. Despite its new location, the show promises fans the exact same show they know and love. The new producers or network bosses didn't want to change a thing.
Don't know if you're even willing to divulge that kind of information on the radio. I probably wouldn't. But I'm asking you to do so. I think my favorite campground sites, some of them are up just up 285. I think Kenosha Pass Campground is awesome. I also like Guanella. There's several out there I like to visit. But me and the family usually camp every other weekend during the summer. And this summer has been kind of different because my boys are in T-ball. They're on the same team, and they have games every Saturday. So it kind of takes camping out of the equation for this summer. But anything you want to talk about, healthcare, fireworks show, what's the best fireworks show in Colorado? And also talked about this jobless rate, 9.5%. And it's ridiculous out there. What's the workplace or the job scene out there? Is it hard to find a job right now if you're unemployed? I bet it is. I mean, I just had a call from a good old friend of mine, Trent, who said he's 35, looking to make a career change, and it's hard finding gigs out there. Are you having those same experiences? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Josh on a cell phone. Hey, Josh.
Hey, John. I was going to say Bernie Sanders has this thing now that we have 60 votes that are Democrats or 60 Democrats.
Yeah, with Al Franken. Gotcha.
He had this thing kind of like what Grover Norquist does, where Grover Norquist makes all the Republicans sign a pledge that they're not going to raise taxes. And his was that they're going to break the filibuster, that they'll always allow an up or down vote on any piece of Democratic legislation. And so, I mean, I think it makes sense to call Udall and Bennett and say, hey, you got to support this, because even if you don't support the piece of Democratic legislation, don't be part of the Republican filibuster.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good way to do it. And we had a caller earlier mention that Senator Bennett is having a talk tonight, I believe on health care at 1980 Dahlia Street. That's basically Dahlia and Montview there. 6:30 tonight. It's at the church there. So go pressure him for the public option or single payer if you'd like.
That sounds good. The other thing, the camping spot?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to West Chicago Creek?
No.
Tidal Springs, and then turn left, and you go about 10 miles up the side of Mount Evans, and the last three are on a dirt road. And they've got a little campground with a creek running by it, and there's a path that goes out into the mountains for miles off of there that people go hiking down and backpacking on. And
I was looking at that one in the I was looking at some of the stuff there in between, Idaho Springs and Georgetown and down to Grant and over through to like Jefferson and Fairplay.
Well, we went there last weekend.
Uh-huh.
You're far enough away from everything that you can see the stars, and you can see the little light bloom of Denver coming over the mountain a couple mountains off, and it's just a really great place. And then the fireworks, if you've ever been to Idaho Springs, it's incredible. They have this set of, they have all sorts of things, but it's right off the side of a mountain, and they have this thing along the waterfall where it, it rains kind of fire down the waterfall.
Oh, really? Cool.
Pretty cool.
And that's the Idaho Springs fireworks show?
Yeah, just right up by 70.
Yeah, cool, man. Have you ever done the Central City one?
No, I haven't.
You should check that one out, man. I swear it's the longest show in the state. Okay. Seems like it goes like 45 minutes, and the echoes in the canyon there are just killer.
I'll have to check that one out.
All right, Josh. Thanks for the call, man. We'll talk to you soon. 303-713-7600. Pat in Broomfield. Hi, Pat.
John?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How's Jay?
Jay is doing better. I talked to him a couple days ago. He's, out moving around, walking around the block, and improving. He's got a kind of a scary surgery scheduled for August.
I was listening the morning he talked to you.
Yeah, so he's doing
freaky,
good though. He's doing good
stuff.
Yeah, I need to go see him.
I'm not going to keep you real long, but I got three things to tell you.
Yeah.
The people on the forum, give me their names and numbers. I'll take care of them.
Is that right?
They best leave you be.
Thank you, Pat.
That's just for openers. Fireworks, we go to City Park in Westminster. And we get to see North Glen, Broomfield, and Westminster, so it's really, really neat. And we can walk, so that's also
Yeah, that makes
really
it easy, doesn't it?
And I think as far as the Congress, the Senate, and our congressmen, I really believe we should contemplate a joint write-in effort, if you will, where we basically tell them, lead, follow, or get out of the way. This is what we want. We put you in, and we can just as easily take you out.
Right.
And just simple. I mean,
that's where I'm at right now. In one regard, I want to cut Obama some slack.
Oh, him?
That he's only been there for 5 months.
To me, I mean, I don't think this isn't him. This is a bunch of.
This is a bunch of Congress people and senators that are in the pocket of insurance.
Thank you.
Insurance companies.
And I think, frankly, they need to hear from us that. Whether they like it or not, or they think they're all that now that they're in Washington, at some point in time, they got to come home. And we don't like them anymore, and there are others that would be happy to step into their shoes and do what we want them to do. And I really believe it. I'm going to do it this week. I've sent emails. I've made phone calls. I'm actually going to take pen to paper and do it that way.
Well, I know you're kind of far, you know, Broomfield from Montview and Dahlia there in the Park Hill neighborhood.
You know, he makes me gag. I have to be honest with you. And I, you know who I do like is Jared Polis. So far, I like him, and I
voted against funding the war again.
Well, and he's rich enough that he doesn't need everybody's money. But, you know, it's as far as I'm concerned, and I'll tell you, I'm a Medicare recipient myself because I'm old and retired, but this is the way to go. I'll argue that with anybody. This is the way to go. A single-payer system is the way to do it. You don't get lesser care. You just get easier care.
And you still have your choices for doctors.
Oh, absolutely. And hospitals, and they pay on time. I mean,
It may just be one plan, but it may be just, you know, your choice of different doctors.
You do. You get a booklet. I get a booklet from my, you know, you have to have a supplemental, you know, carrier out in the world, which I go through AARP. It costs me $100 a month. Big deal. But I'll tell you what, I had 3 surgeries a year ago, bang, 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 and for a skin cancer, and it cost me $75. And the bill was close to $30,000.
Right.
So
thank God you're on a good plan, huh?
Oh, yeah, but it's the way to do it. And,
yeah.
And, you know, anyway, and I'm going to assume you're no longer smoking, right?
No, I'm still smoking.
John.
Yeah.
John.
I know.
Okay.
I got a good email from a listener a couple days ago on my smoking habit, and she's saying I need to try acupuncture.
Oh, that's an idea.
Yeah, it is. I tell you what, acupuncture kind of helped Stacy myself and Stacy get pregnant the first time around. We tried everything.
Well, good.
Yeah, and then we went to an acupuncturist, bam, like a week later she was pregnant.
And now you can't stop.
I know. I think I finally figured out how it works.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that.
All right, Pat,
well, you're
great.
Doing good. And don't second-guess yourself, and don't listen to these.
I know. I just tend to happen to be my own worst critic, and then when I see that stuff, I just beat myself up.
Well, obviously, they're ignorant, so that's the only thing we can say.
Hey, man, I don't expect to be everybody's cup of tea. You know?
Well, who does, you know?
Right.
Take care.
Have a great 4th, Pat.
Have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you too. 303-713-7600. Thank you, Pat. Let's go to Maxine on a cell phone. Hey, Maxine, welcome to the Jay Marvin Show. I'm John Turk.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good. You today?
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you where my favorite place to camp is, and it's not hardcore camping. It's going to Orvis Hot Springs in Ridgeway.
Oh, I love Orvis Hot Springs.
I love that place. I was there with my daughter.
Do they allow camping there on site?
They do. They have camps. You can reserve it. They have a few camp spots, and you can do car camping. And I think it's like $33 a day, but then you get to soak the whole day you get there and the whole next day. And they have a kitchen that you can use. It's just like that place. It just gets better.
Yeah, you know what I like about that place is that they got a really neat hot spring there. The main hot spring that you can sit in and chill in. It's all surrounded by rocks.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And then they have the little, like, I think what they call them is the lobster pot.
The lobster pot.
Where it's like 120 degree water.
And I was there. I just took my daughter, who's nearly 4. We went last summer too, and it's like totally friendly for kids.
It's super cool. It is.
It's a national place, so you gotta be, you know. But it's so mellow, it's so relaxed, and her
daughter
has eczema, and after 2 days soaking in that water, her skin was totally clear.
Is that right?
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of natural healing that goes on with those hot springs.
Well, plus there's lithium in the water, so after 2 days of soaking there, you're feeling pretty good.
Oh, I like it. Oh, I want to go back to
totally
Orvis. I haven't been there since probably like 1996 or 97.
Let me tell you something. It gets better. They've improved it. The landscaping is gorgeous. It just gets like they used to have these little yurts. Now they have these little enclosures for massages.
They have little personal springs for like if you and your wife want to go into a hot tub and just chill and be naked together. They have those.
Yeah, they have one inside and then they have a couple smaller pools outside.
Yeah.
And you know what? It just gets better and better.
Obviously, they don't want funny business going on in their hot springs there, but you know.
Yeah, but they're really cool. They don't tolerate anything.
You're not too far away from Ouray if you want to go down there and see one of the coolest towns on earth. And Telluride just around the corner too.
And Ridgeway is right there. I mean, with my daughter, we went biking on the bike trail. I mean, it's just this mellow place, and the people that go there are really cool. They don't tolerate any people, like, misbehaving or, you know, it's just...
Because you tend to get some people that go to these naked hot springs that just don't know how to deal with naked people, or they're going for the wrong reason. you know?
Right, but it's not like that there. I mean, I've been going there for like 17 years, and I have to say it just gets better and better. And I started going there last year, like I said, with my daughter who was nearly three, and she loves it. And she, and it's people are very kid-friendly there, and it's just fantastic.
Yeah, I want to do that.
And I love that place. I mean,
I want to do that in Strawberry Park up in Steamboat sometime.
Yep. Well worth it.
Maxine, awesome call. What are you doing for the 4th? Anything fun?
I'm relaxing with my daughter. I'm actually a single mom by choice, and we're going down to Denver to celebrate with my daughter's half-siblings down there. And we're just going to have, you know, I'm trying to find good fireworks. We live in Louisville, and the Louisville fireworks were really weak last year, so I'm looking for some good ones.
Well, how far into Denver are you going to be? Were you going to be in the Boulder, Broomfield, Louisville area?
We're going to go down into Denver, so I don't know.
Well, like I said earlier, Pinehurst Country Club normally has a, I don't know if they are this year, I should check it out. They normally have an awesome fireworks show. It's right there off of Wadsworth and Quincy in Littleton.
Uh-huh.
And they have an awesome fireworks show.
Because we could see, last year where we were sitting, Louisville stunk, we could see somebody's in the distance. I think it might have been Broomfield, which, I don't know, it looked like it went on forever and it was really good. So, you know, I'm trying to get closer to a good one this year. That's my goal.
All right. Well, I hope you have a good one no matter where you go.
Yeah, you have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Maxine.
You're
call me next week.
You're doing an awesome job, John.
Thank
really
you.
Are.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Rock
right.
on. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a great weekend. 303-713-7600. The phone number here, open lines, anything you want to talk about, cool. We got about 40 minutes left in the show. I'll get in as many as I can at 303-713-7600. So Bobby, Ron, Jim, everybody, hang on. I'll come to you. Got an open line, and we'll get back to it. But traffic hopefully loosening up, or is it getting busy? I bet there's a lot of getaway traffic today, Todd.
Pretty good speeds as you're making your way around Denver right now. No crashes or stalls to get in your way. A few construction zones on the surface streets to be aware of. On Quebec, just south of I-70, as well as Quincy. This is between Bellevue and Elfrid.